is Friday night, which means it's Caveman Football on KJO Radio. Get ready for all the play-by-play action with your host, Chuck Benson. This epic showdown on the gridiron, presented by the Insurance Lounge. Shop, compare, and buy coverage for all your insurance needs. Insurance Lounge. Insurance simplified.
Welcome to Building Repeal, ladies and gentlemen. Let's set the scene for you, courtesy of Robco Incorporated. They're the filler-up company from quarry rock to all the fill material, plus the expertise you need to get it done for you. Welcome once again to Building Repeal. It's a warm one this afternoon. Temperature here, certainly in the press box, well above 90 degrees. Well above 90 degrees. Outside of an hour ago, it was 91, I believe, down on the field. Of course, as the sun gradually sets and the shade is almost encompassing the field as we speak, it will cool down. But the heat could be a factor tonight as we get set to face the North Salem Vikings, who are in town tonight. They're warming up now. They're on the field, black trousers, white jerseys, red numerals, and a black helmet. The cavemen, of course, in their home blue tops with the white pants and the white helmets. That's the scene here so far. We'll continue that right after this from Robco.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are truly blessed as we sit here high in the press box overlooking Mel Ingram Field and seeing just the gorgeous scenery surrounding us with the surrounding hills and mountains and gorgeous trees around us. Not yet showing any signs of fall, maybe just on the very, very tips. But it's going to be a great night for football right here at Mel Ingram Field. Once again, the North Salem Vikings in town taking on the Grants Pass Cavemen here. The Vikings come in undefeated 2-0 with wins over South Medford and South Salem. So we'll get a real feel for where we belong in the conference tonight against this team here. Grants Pass in fourth place in conference at a 1-1 record, about a half game in front of Sprague. Sprague, who is taking on the Willamette Wolverines tonight. So we'll get a real feel for what's going on in and around the conference. Well, that's the scene. Stay tuned for a word from head coach Matt Kennedy right after this one-minute caveman timeout.
School's back, but this is the kind of math we like. Over 100 slices of pepperoni, one giant Abby's pizza feeds up to 6 hungry people. That's A-plus value, toppings to the edge. That's been the Abby's way since forever. Now go do your homework. When someone says, bring home the bacon, we know what they mean. They want Abby's legendary Bacon Bacon Cheddar Pizza, loaded with country bacon and packed with Canadian bacon. On sale now at Abby's.com. This month, bring home the bacon at family-owned Abby's.
When you hire a contractor, the last worry you should have is, are they capable enough to handle the job? A well drilling contractor is no different, especially with tough drilling conditions Southern Oregon can encompass. Clouser Drilling invests in capable machinery, tooling, and personnel equipped to handle these conditions. They operate 4 modern rotary drill rigs with capabilities from air rotary, mud rotary, and drill and drive casing advancement systems. Combine this with over 50 years and thousands of wells drilled, and worry no more. Contact Clouser Drilling or visit clouserdrilling.com.
Time now for a word from head coach Matt Kennedy, courtesy of our good friends at the Indoor Airman to keep your indoor air healthy. Coach, tough loss last Friday night against the Willamette Wolverines. How good are they? Are they really the fifth team in the state?
I think a few games are going to have to play out, but I find it hard to imagine too many teams that have the level of talent at multiple positions that they do. That's a good, physical, fast, talented football team.
They were big and huge. How are you guys come out? Are we okay healthy-wise?
We're all right. We're a little dinged up. We have one of our linemen who hurt his hand, and I think the most recent prognosis is that he should be back sooner than we were expecting, which is good, but Riley Wallace will be out tonight. Everybody else, just the typical bumps and bruises and aches from a Friday night battle.
From 2 weeks into the football season. All right. You did manage to score 3 times against that squad, and that should bode well for your offense. So what are you planning for tonight?
Well, tonight we get a slightly different look. A team that has a ton of seniors, a lot of experience coming back. Really talented tailback and a young quarterback, similar to last week. But we're going to see a 3-4 defense, which is the first time this year we've seen an odd front. We spent the week kind of talking about how we blocked our same plays. How do those get blocked against this defense?
All right, well, we'll talk about that when we come back right after this word from the Indoor Airman.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
All right, Coach, with this 3-4 defense, and I know you have been trying to establish the run, particularly getting powers through that, does that aid in your game plan?
Every defense has its benefits, and so as a defensive coordinator, I have always liked and prefer that 4-man front. But the thing about an odd front is it's different. And it puts guys in slightly different positions. It changes blocking angles. It changes blocking assignments. And so it's hard to say that it'll gain us an advantage immediately just because of the defense they're in. It's going to come down to how well we can execute our plays against that look.
How have your young men adjusted to the new plan for this defense?
I feel like it's been real good. That offensive line group is pretty eager and hungry to learn and to grow. And so they ask great questions, and I feel like they've picked it up pretty well.
All right. Well, if we're looking to establish the run, that means Powers should have a pretty big night. He and Berg both. Any specific plans for them?
No, not really. I mean, again, we kind of have a 1A and a 1B. I mean, Trayton is pretty dynamic, but we feel super comfortable, especially with Trayton playing as much defense as he does, that Weston can go in, and we don't miss much when Weston steps in at running back.
All right. First week we saw Trailer be the focus, and then Willamette took Trailer away and Hill stepped up. What are we going to see tonight in terms of receivers?
Well, you know, I mean, I think we've shown we've got two dynamic players, and depending on how they choose to defend and guard that, we have other guys I think that could also step up.
You've got at least three other guys, too, that can get that caught the ball.
Yeah, we do. And so, and the nice thing about that is we're not limited to we've got to find a way to get the ball to this guy. If defenses are going to give extra attention to him, then we'll look elsewhere and let other guys step up and make plays.
All right, last week we know that Rosetta was really under a lot of pressure from the Willamette rush. What do you expect tonight from the Vikings, and what do you have planned for Rosetta?
I would expect game plans for other teams to say, let's see if we can get pressure on the quarterback. At the same time, there are going to be very few teams that are capable of doing it quite like Willamette's front four were. At the same time, we still have that plan of we've got to be ready to get the ball out of our hands quick. We're not going to hold on to it for too long. And our linemen, again, have worked a lot on how to slide our protections to pick up blitzes. And so hopefully we have enough time to let those receivers get downfield.
All right. Can you get after their young quarterback? Again, another sophomore quarterback.
Yeah, another sophomore quarterback. Good arm, not as mobile as the last two quarterbacks that we've seen. And they're a team that, I mean, they're going to live and die by running the football and handing the ball to number one. And so our priority is making sure that we wall our gaps and try and limit their tailbacks yards and essentially put the ball in the hands of that quarterback and see if he can win the game for them.
All right, in terms of their offense, if they're going to run the football, is this going to be a team that's 3 yards in a cloud of dust?
No, their running back is not a 200-pound bruiser. They're not in fullback I-backs. They're single back. He's a guy that'll take a 2-yard run and turn it into a 75-yard run with cutbacks. And they're explosive in the run game, not methodical.
Explosive seems to be the key word this year in terms of offenses, both yours and your opponents. Is that just a trend in football right now?
I think it is. I mean, as the game has evolved and more teams spread the field out, they find those 1, 2, 3 real dynamic athletes in the school and find ways to get those guys the ball in space. And as a result, you see a lot of big yard plays.
All right. Coach, for a win tonight, you need to do what? And I can almost take the word out of your mouth and say, focus?
We need to We need to play 48 minutes of disciplined football.
Disciplined football. Coach, I expect nonetheless. To all of you, stay tuned. We'll be back with more right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
From the woods to the fields to the gridiron, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for Friday night kickoff with the Caveman.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week, we make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
I need to make sure that you understand Coach Kennedy's comments brought to you by the Indoor Airman with Modern Energy Solutions. The Indoor Airman can help you save on your heating and cooling, delivering a healthy indoor environment to their neighbors. That's the Indoor Airman. Now, let's talk about the starting lineups, courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Grab your project list and head to Farmers. They have it all. Doors, lumbers, decking, windows. Where Dow Road meets the Redwood Highway, that's Farmers Building Supply. Starting on defense tonight at the nose guard. Number 50, Clayton Davis, the defensive ends. Riley Wallace was a question mark. I don't think he's starting tonight. He was the young man with the hurt hand. We don't have a replacement for him yet. I have a two-depth chart, had Jacob Thomas behind him, but I'm not sure that's going to happen tonight. At any rate, the other end will be Deshaun Stenson, wearing number 53. Tackle number 55, Elijah Hernandez. At corners, Andrew Jensen, Tyke Dungy. Linebackers, Parker Howe, Trayton Powers, and Nate Bassett. And the safeties, Reed Rhodes and Brevik Hill. We'll talk about the offense when we come back right after this word from our good friends at Farmers Building Supply.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Starting offense for the Grants Pass Caveman at center, Deshaun Stenson, wearing number 53. Number 62 is one of the guards. That's Colton Markey. The other number 50, Titan Davis. The tackles, once again, Riley Wallace is listed there, but I don't have a replacement for him yet. He is the one out with a hurt hand from the Willamette game. Number 55, Elijah Hernandez, will be the other tackle, fullback Jet Stewart. And the receivers, Nate Bassett, Brevik Hill, and James Traylor. Running back will be Trayton Powers to start. Quarterback, of course, Jordan Rosetta. That's your starting lineup, courtesy of our good friends at Farmers Building Supply. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. We'll have more for you right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Did you know that you can provide shelter, hope, and healing just by sipping coffee? This is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. The Gospel Rescue Mission in Grants Pass now has Homeless Joe Coffee. Each bag comes with a success story accessed by a QR code, and it may cause excessive goodwill. You can purchase Homeless Joe Coffee at the Second Chance Thrift Store, Tailhold Coffee, or at Kelly's. Help us brew hope one cup at a time. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Time now for the keys to tonight's game, brought to you by our good friends at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum. And Rick Chapman down there, we tip our hats to you. And I want to bring in my cohort in crime, Zach Morgan. Not necessarily in crime, but certainly in following the Grants Pass Caveman. Lots of keys to tonight's game. First of all, we know their line is big, bigger than we're used to. I don't think as big and talented as Willamette, but we'll find that out. And with the heat, is that going to be a major factor tonight?
By being in week three, I would say the heat is no longer a factor. I think the kids are in the shape they're going to be in. I mean, you're going to have cramps just because of the heat, but I don't think it's going to play a huge factor size-wise. I mean, obviously, I mean, you and I kind of talked about it on the way home last week. I think seeing Willamette so early in the year was almost a blessing in disguise for the Cavemen, because you kind of see what you need to ramp yourself up to, because I truly believe that there's not going to be another team like that in our league. I think that, you know, there's some other teams that are going to battle with them, maybe better than we showed last week. But I think overall, you're not going to see a team with size, speed, numbers. It was an impressive Willamette football team last week. And so I think for the Cavemen to see them early in the year and then get to come back home after something like that, I think that's huge. Getting to come back home to Ingram, you know, you're already seeing, you know, a pretty good-sized crowd already, even with the heat. And that's going to be a factor, you know, with the fans sitting right on top of them. North Salem doesn't have that effect at their house.
This is a home field advantage, certainly. There's no doubt about that here at Mel Ingram Field. Talk about what's happening on the field. The Grants Pass came in and want to really establish the run, and they've really been unable to do that in the last two games with any consistency. I think that's the goal tonight. Do you not?
Yeah, I think the Cavemen have got to get back to more of a 50-50 game. I think that's when the Cavemen truly are successful. Last week, we saw Willamette basically take away the running game, but that was more of the size of Willamette took away the running game from the Cavemen more than I think the Cavemen took away the running game. So I think the Cavemen need to find a way early to establish the run, get Powers going, get him some positive yards, and we got to get Rosetta and the offense out of those third and eight pluses. We saw a lot of those last week. And when you allow team, especially in high school, when you allow teams to pin their ears back and blitz or show different coverages, it doesn't usually go well, especially maybe with an undersized line the Cavemen have. The Cavemen line is more suited for a quick run game, quick screen game, get the ball out quick, and then the play action pass on top of that really plays a factor into what the success of the Cavemen offense should be, which was pretty non-existent last week.
All right. That being said, we want to establish the run. And once you establish the run, that should give Rosetta some more time to throw the football to any one of five or six receivers. Of course, our opponents focused first time on Traylor after seeing him against North Medford. Brevin Kulin stepped up, had two touchdowns, 10 catches. So is he going to be the focus tonight, or do they know about our other three or four receivers?
Yeah, I mean, I think they've seen our speed on film, but I don't think that the Cavemen or a team you could just take away one guy, especially on the receiving core. I think if you do take away, you know, Traylor, we saw Brevik step up last week. But then some of the guys we're still forgetting about, especially after the first week. Cameron Bowen had a huge week the first week that nobody really talked about. He didn't really catch any balls last week. Nate Bassett from the tight end position had a huge touchdown catch in week one against North Medford.
Cameron Holland.
Yeah, somewhat non-existent last week. And so I think with Jordan's experience at the quarterback position and his ability to actually read a defense now instead of just throw to open people, I truly believe that it doesn't necessarily matter who they key on because somebody else is going to be open. That's just a huge advantage for the Cavemen. But it truly is going to start with establishing a running game, because if we become a one-dimensional team with just Rosetta throwing the football, it doesn't go well.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Grants Pass High Marching Band has taken the field here. We're at Mel Ingram Field. The sun's beginning to set. It's getting close to game time, and we'll be back with more right after this from Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza, and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking about the keys to tonight's game and for Grants Pass. Now let's talk about stopping the offense for the Vikings out of North Salem. Their big weapon is their running back, and you've heard Coach Kennedy refer to him a couple of times. Where's number one? Name is Jakob Phillip, 5'11", 185-pound senior. Just seeing on the field, he looks fast standing still.
Yeah, he's just got a good body for what they're looking for.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we're about to have our national anthem. While we do that, we'll pause in our coverage. We'll be back right after this 90-second Caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to C. Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
School's back, but this is the kind of math we like. Over 100 slices of pepperoni, one giant Abby's pizza feeds up to six hungry people. That's A-plus value, toppings to the edge. That's been the Abby's way since forever. Now go do your homework. When someone says, bring home the bacon, we know what they mean. They want Abby's legendary Bacon Bacon Cheddar Pizza, loaded with country bacon and packed with Canadian bacon. On sale now at Abby's.com. This month, bring home the bacon at family-owned Abby's.
When you hire a contractor, the last worry you should have is, are they capable enough to handle the job? A well drilling contractor is no different, especially with tough drilling conditions Southern Oregon can encompass. Clouser Drilling invests in capable machinery, tooling, and personnel equipped to handle these conditions. They operate four modern rotary drill rigs with capabilities from air rotary, mud rotary, and drill and drive casing advancement systems. Combine this with over 50 years and thousands of wells drilled, and worry no more. Contact Clouser Drilling or visit clouserdrilling.com.
Grants Pass, I'm marching band from the field with the final strains of the national anthem. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, we're at Mel Lindgren Field. We're still talking about the keys to tonight's game as the band is still on the field right now. And we were talking about the offense that the Vikings are going to bring to us tonight, including we were starting to talk about the running back, Ja'Kai Phillips. Looks fast, standing still.
Yeah, so he is super athletic, super quick, looking to break those 30, 40, 50, 60-yard runs. So the Caymans have to negate that somehow. I think they're going to put more people in the box. I think the difference between North Medford and North Salem as far as what we've seen on film is North Medford had a big bruiser, whereas North Salem, number one, seems to be more of a agile, make cuts, make you miss sort of back. The difference being North Salem appears to have a little bit of a passing game, whereas North Medford's passing game was fairly non-existent week one. Was that a week one problem for North Medford? Was that Caymans defense being better? It's still too early to tell, in my opinion, being just starting week three. But I think the Caymans have to establish, like they did against North Medford, the ability to stop the run, force them, like Willamette did to us last week, force them into throwing the football in downs. You know they're going to throw the football, so that way the defense can blitz and do some different things on the backside. And if the Caymans can stop the run and take it away and not give up the huge run, which the Caymans defense all year so far, the mantra that we've heard from Coach Kennedy is bend but don't break. This is a huge night against a team that's 2-0, feeling pretty good about themselves. It's a huge night for the bend and don't break mentality to really show itself, because the Caymans have to avoid giving up the huge running plays.
Let's talk a little bit about that quarterback then. If we're going to try to force him into the game more, where's number three? It's Quentin Lake. He's 6'4", 200 pounds, and once again, a sophomore. He's shown the ability to throw the ball, but once again, he's the sophomore.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we're kind of back to what we've kind of seen from every team in our league the last couple of years. There's always at least one young sophomore in the league that nobody knows anything about. And this year right now, this Lake kid is the one kid in our league that we don't know anything about. And so we're in week three, so you don't have the advantage of it being week one where you can put some pressure and kind of panic him. But at the same time, it being week three, he's seen a little bit, but he hasn't seen a ton. And I think tonight the Caymans are going to have to mix some stuff up to force him into some situations that maybe he is uncomfortable, hasn't seen before. And you know, part of what I think will make him uncomfortable is playing here on Ingram. I say it a lot. I know it's like I'm like a broken record about it, but Mel Ingram is a very, very, very tough place to play. There's no track protecting you. The fans are right on top of you. It gets loud here, especially if the Caymans can score early. And so if the Caymans will do that and allow themselves to settle in the game, then I think you can take Lake out of the scenario, and then it just becomes a running game. And after what we saw week one against North Medford, I like our Caymans defense against the run right now.
They do have at least one receiver that we know of who did score against South Medford last week. Where's number 8? It's Braxton Singleton, 6'3", 200-pound senior. That's almost exactly what you would describe if you wanted to pick out a good receiver out there. He did score against the Panthers last week. Other than that, we don't know very much about this team.
No, and I think, you know, each team now has 2 weeks of film. I think the Cavemen are a little bit of an advantage based off of film goes, because I don't know, you look at the Willamette film last week, I'm not sure that anybody that plays Willamette, I'm not sure what good that film does you right now, if Willamette truly turns out to be the team we think they're going to be, because there's not much, you look back at film for the Cavemen, there's not much that stands out that you take away, aside from Brevik Hill maybe right now, but they also have Trailer from the week one. So, which weapon do you choose at this point? You know, you're splitting hairs at this point between what you're going to do. And so, I think it'll be interesting tonight to see how the Cavemen come out. I know you talked to Coach Candy about, you know, what his take was on receiving the ball or kicking the ball. For me, this is a game where you receive the ball, especially at home. You go score, hopefully, and you really set the tone to what the game may look like, especially at home. I think he'll be a little bit more cautious this year on the road. But, I mean, I may be wrong, but we'll just. I think that's kind of Coach Kennedy's identity, I believe, is he really wants to go punch somebody in the mouth and really take the wind out of their sails. And this is a game you really want to do that.
That was my next question. Are we going to take the ball, or are we going to defer to the second half? I think take the ball also. And we're about to find out as the captains are on the field for both sides right now. They are on the field. They have yet to move out to the center of the field here. The band has formed their corridor for the football team, and they have yet to appear through the tunnel just below us. So that's the keys to tonight's game, brought to you by Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, offering complete vacuum repair and supplies with all your sewing needs on 6th Street between H and I. Brought you the keys to tonight's game. We'll have more after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
From the woods to the fields to the gridiron, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting, with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for Friday night kickoff with the Caveman.
Welcome back. Cavemen just coming out of the tunnel right now, heading to the north end of the field. Captains are meeting at the center of the field right now, and here's what I've never seen. The Cavemen have 5 captains, and there are 4 captains on the field right now for the Vikings, but 2 of the Grants Pass captains are standing back out of the huddle at the big white and blue GP in the middle of the field. And I'm not sure there's a reason for that. I've never seen that one before.
So the reasoning is it's Rosetta and Elijah Hernandez. They're both juniors, so I think they're giving the 3 seniors their time to do their thing, assuming they'll probably be back next year, and so kind of stepping back. They're still team leaders, still doing whatever they're needing to do game and practice wise. They're just letting those 3 seniors really have their moment.
Well, I'm not sure who won the toss.
The Cavemen won it and deferred to the second half.
Deferred.
So I was wrong.
We were wrong.
We were wrong.
Don't tell anybody that. We'll erase this tape before it's put onto the website. Incidentally, all the games are put on the website. It'll probably be up by Monday afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to refer fans to it. We're getting close to getting this one underway, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Caveman Football here on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon, 99.7 on the FM. Cavemen have now come down between that band's corridor, met their teammates at the center of the field, carrying Old Glory and, of course, a Grants Pass flag. Once again, some other games going on around the state that we're interested in. North Medford is hosting Sheldon tonight. Pardon me, reverse that. North Medford is at Sheldon tonight. We mentioned South Salem at South Medford and Willamette at Sprague. So those are the conference games we're watching tonight. There's another little valley battle going on tonight. North Valley Knights are going out to Hidden Valley. They're playing different divisions this year, 3A and 4A, but that's always a battle out
there. Yeah, and I think, you know, this is when, you know, we talked about it week one. This is week three, four, five is really where you see the league shake up. You really see which teams are going to stand out. You start to see, you know, obviously as hometown team, we start to see what the Cavemen are going to be. There's a lot to be said tonight because of the matchups you've seen before this. Obviously, high school sports, anything can happen on a week-to-week basis. But this is when you start to see which teams are going to take the lead in the league, which teams are going to battle for those last couple of playoff spots, which teams are going to be a problem and just never go away. You know, with North Salem playing South Medford and South Salem, and that's our next two opponents, luckily for the Cavemen, this is really, you're really going to see tonight how the next three, 4 weeks really stack up for the Cavemen. And then also other games in the league, you're starting to see, you know, tonight we'll get a true feel for how Sheldon is now that we've seen North Medford. So we'll get to see, is Sheldon actually down like everybody says they are, or are they just struggling because their early schedule was tough? And so I love week three, week four, and week five in the high school football season just because of what it presents and what it provides for the view for the rest of the season.
Well, there's certainly some question marks about what's going on in the football world right now. You mentioned Sheldon. Sheldon hasn't got a win yet. They're 0-2. Both Medford teams combined 0-5. Central Catholic was shut out, and they're ranked fourth in the state in the coaches' poll.
Sure.
We're shut out by Lake O, ranked first. Just strange things happening in the football world right now. We're about to see some of it right now. Grants Fest rally squad just making the rounds below us here.
Number 8, Braxton Singleton, taking off for the Cavemen. Number 45, Alejandro.
So Alejandro Leon has teed up the football just about 5 feet to the right of the hash mark. Grants Pass starts out kicking the football towards the common, so they'll be defending the south goal along A Street, and that's the goal for these Vikings here. I don't know about Viking colors, but I wasn't expecting black and red for some reason. It just doesn't seem to fit, but here we are, ready to go. Whistle, ball is marked for play. Alejandro Leon begins to address the football and puts his toe to it, and it's a high end-over-end kick right into the end zone, almost out of the end zone. They'll bring it out to the 20-yard line, and we're underway here on KAJO Grants Pass, Oregon. It's the Vikings and the Cavemen scoring off. First offensive situation for the Vikings. Their quarterback, once again, number 3, Lake, the sophomore. Watch the tailback, Ja'Kai Phillips, wearing number 1. Ball is marked at the 20-yard line. They send two receivers to the left-hand side initially. Looks like one going to the right-hand side. Standing around, nobody in position yet, although number 1 is certainly the tailback as we move into the pistol this time. And Big Lake going to take the snap, pitches to the left-hand side quickly to the quarterback, the halfback coming up quickly out to the 30-yard line. He's that quick. And there's 11 yards right on the first snap.
Yeah, and right off the bat, we see a quick toss to the left, and the Cavemen were kind of just caught in just like this state of just standing still. The Cavemen, to stop this running game, they're going to have to go meet blockers and meet the running back at the line of scrimmage.
Looked like they were waiting to see what happens. Split left, slot right. Two men split to the right-hand side, far out. There's a snap to pass the right-hand side. It's complete out to about the 34-yard line, and that's where the man goes down. I checked that about the 39-yard line to the 40. So he'll pick up 9 real quickly.
Yeah, North Salem comes out and shows right away they're not going to be afraid to throw the football, and they're not going to let the Cavemen just kind of sit back and gunsling at their running game.
Two men split left, one to the right-hand side, slot on the right-hand side, ball on the right hash mark as Lake takes the snap. Gives the ball quickly to Phillips. Phillips still on his feet, but is corralled and get the first. I'm not sure he got the first down. He advanced the ball across the 40, but we'll have to wait and see. They've not moved the chains yet. He picks up about a half yard.
Yeah, we're seeing a little bit of a different look from the Cavemen. We got Cameron Holland starting at more of like an outside linebacker rover position this week. I think that's trying to negate the speed that we're normally used to seeing, especially out of North Salem right now.
Two men split left, slot left, split right. Out of the shotgun this time, Lake. Two-step drop. Pass is away to the flat right-hand side. Got it away too quickly. Incomplete. That's going to bring up fourth down, and it's fourth at about a half yard.
Yeah, great job by the Cavemen defense. Little play action, quick fake. looked like a little bit of an RPO type of play out of the Vikings. And Lake came up throwing, and it just came out of his hand really, really, really poorly and was nowhere close to a receiver.
Is that Hill back deep to receive? Yes. That's Revick Hill back in single safety, back on his own 25-yard line. And the punt goes up, and it's high, and will come down just about to him at the 25. Fair catch call for him. Take first down and 10 from, I think, the 26-yard line. Just underway, one possession for the Vikings. Grants Pass gets their first chance here in a moment or two as the chains are moved. The personnel are adjusted on the field, and we'll see the Grants Pass offense see if they can come out and make something happen here early and quickly.
Yeah, and what a great job by the K-Man defense. Not a three and out, but again, give up a couple first down, or one first down, almost another first down, and then hold on a second short all the way to get a punt.
2 minutes split to the right-hand side, single receiver to the left, slot left. The single receiver is Traylor. Out of the pistol this time, the power is the running back, Rosetta, at the quarterback. Long snap count. And flag in the backfield of the Vikings. I think they came across too early.
I think they're going to say something about a mouthpiece. It's going to be an equipment warning on Titan Davis. They tell him he didn't have his mouthpiece in. Need to get another offensive lineman in there, though.
All right. Here we go.
The first one's a warning. Each team will get a warning on a penalty, on a equipment issue. The next one is automatic penalty.
All right. Kamen still first down and 10. Ball on the 26-yard line. Two split right, slot left, split left. Out of the pistol for Rosetta. They show blitz and bake out of it. Ball to the left-hand side. And Powers cuts ahead, dives across, gets good yardage. It'll be second and short as he goes down to about the, picks up about 8 yards to about the 38.
Yeah, just a power left. He ends up cutting it back right across the field for a great 7-yard gain on first down. That's what the K-men need the rest of the evening.
Split right, and that's Traylor all alone. They'll put two receivers to the left-hand side and the slot on the left-hand side. Rosetta second, and that long two, about three. Again, they give the ball to Powers. Powers finds a hole, scoots through, first down yardage across the 40-yard line out to about the 42.
Yeah, so they had Nate Bassett on the left side on the hip. He goes in a shuffle motion and kicks out the right end. Little counter play to Powers. Another great run. Huge first down for the K-men.
Split right, slot right. 2 minutes split to the left-hand side. Again, in the pistol with Rosetta. With Powers behind him of a couple of feet, they'll give it again to Powers. Powers puts his head down on it again. Finds him running over to the left-hand side. Then turns the corner. He's gone down the left-hand sideline. They catch him and pull him down about the 30-yard line. So from the 43 down to about the 30-yard line.
Yeah, and they had Powers for probably a 3 or 4 yard loss. A couple missed tackles later, then he runs some guy over. And then, 20-something yard gain later, and here we are, first and goal, or first and 10.
There is a snap, and again, a give to Powers again. Goes straight ahead this time, stops short. Short gain, maybe 2 yards. Now they're going to mark him for one.
Yeah, I love the K-men coming out and just establishing the run, because that's kind of what we thought North Salem was going to do. But I love Coach Kennedy just coming out, because he usually scripts his first 10 plays typically. I don't know if he goes off of that, if he sees something different. But it's usually he's scripted the first 10 plays. And so to see him coming out in the running game is, I love it.
Well, Powers has had a hole initially and then made some holes himself just with great vision and agility. Trips to the right-hand side, single receiver to the left this time, out of the shotgun. Rosetta with Powers to his left shoulder. Ball on the left hash mark as the cavemen are in Viking territory. Deep drop. Passes away down the right-hand side. It's complete to the 20, to the 17-yard line, to number 15. That's Cameron Bowen.
Yeah, what a great job by the K-men offensive line. That play took a long time to develop on the play-action fake. And the offensive line for the K-men did a great job giving Rosetta plenty of time. He was able to step up in the pocket. Everybody kind of watched their guys to the side. He was able to make a good throw right to Bowen for a first down.
2 minutes split to the right-hand side, two to the left-hand side. Again, in the shotgun. We've got Berg on the field now as the running back, just to the left shoulder of Rosetta. There's a snap, and they give to Berg. He goes off right tackle this time, puts his head down, gets across the 15, down to about the 14-yard line. Be a gain of three.
Yeah, and that's something we didn't see from the Cavemen last week. Positive plays on first down. Saw a lot of penalties, false starts, holdings, or then just lack of a running game. So to even as minimal as 3 yards is, it creates the opportunity for more of a playbook on second down.
All right, two-man split right, two-man split to the left-hand side. Again in the shotgun, this time Berg to the right shoulder of Rosetta. That's the narrow side of the field. Ball on the right hash mark, 7:23 here in the first period. Caveman threatening here, looking for the end zone. Passes away to the right-hand side. It's complete, I believe, to Brevik Hill. Touchdown from the 14-yard line.
No, that's Trailer.
That Trailer?
Yeah, they just ran a slant out on the top of the field. They put Hill and Trailer on the same side of the field and ran a slant out. Hill was actually open in the flat too, but Trailer beat his guy on the slant easily, and just an easy pitch and catch for Rosetta.
And they try for point after off of Mr. Leon's toe. There's the snap. The kick is up. It looks good. The officials say it is good. The Cavemen score first. It's 7-0. We'll be back with a kickoff after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week. We make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Farmers Building Supply, your local Do It Best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Welcome back. Sun beginning to set here. Big orange sky, but no sign of the big orange ball, though. A little breeze comes up, cooling it down here. Press box here can just retain that heat. Boy. Two receivers back deep to return the kickoff should it fall short of the end zone, and that's rare for Leon. Caveman going to the crouch. Leon addresses the football, puts his toe to it, and it again goes 5 yards into the end zone this time. Again, it will come out to the 20 where the Vikings will take over again. First down and 10, their own 20-yard line. Caveman up here early, 7-0.
Yeah, I think that's about as good of a start as Coach Kennedy can draw up after what happened last week. You know, you get a stop on a short yardage, a couple of short yardage plays on defense, and then you just meticulously march the ball down the field with the running game, and then you throw behind it. And that's exactly how the Cavemen wanted to start. And now it's really opening the playbook for him because the running and passing game are both available.
5 running plays, 2 passing plays, and 7 points on the board. 2 minute split to the right-hand side, slot right, split left for the Vikings. There's a snap, and the give goes to Phillips. Turns the corner on the right-hand side. He's fast going up the left-hand side of the field. Beats first out yardage across the 40-yard line out to about the 45. Still on his feet all the way to the midfield. He'll pick up 29 yards.
Yeah, and that's something the Cavemen can't allow to happen. They can't allow him to hit that the gap at full speed. It's just a stretch to the right side, and he hits the gap at full speed, and then one missed tackle later, he's already in the secondary.
He had a blocking scheme well set up, too, on the right-hand side. 2 minute split left. Slot right, split right. Ball right at midfield at the 49-yard line. Deep drop by Lake. Passes away, and it's complete to the 49-yard line. They'll pick up a couple of yards, and that's about it.
Yeah, well played by the Cayman defense. Nobody open deep. Quarterback tries to drop it in the flat, but Ty Dungy standing right behind the tight end to make the tackle right as he's catching the football for a very short gain.
Second down and 8 for the Vikings. Ball in Grants Pass territory at the 49-yard line. 2 men split to the right-hand side. Slot left, split left. Blake drops back into the gun. Puts that slot in motion going to the right-hand side. Phillips to the left shoulder of the quarterback. Takes the handoff. avoids one tackle, cuts right back up off tackle, squirts ahead.
Fumble!
43-yard line, and the
Caveman got it.
Caveman do have a fumble.
He tried to stretch the ball out as he was going down for whatever reason, maybe to get the first down, and somebody came in and hit his hands and knocked the ball out to recover the fumble as well.
So the Caveman defense makes something happen again. They have it first down and 10. Ball spotted on their own 40-yard line. 6 minutes to play in the first period.
Yeah, he had the first down, I think, without stretching the ball, and I think he was just trying to do a little bit too much. You know, broke a couple tackles, and as he was stretching the ball out, I couldn't see what the whose number it was, but some of the Caveman put his helmet right on the football and just popped that thing right out.
All right, Caveman sent trips in a triangle out to the left-hand side. Trailer all alone on the right-hand side. Everybody else on the line of scrimmage. And the running back, can't see a number.
That's Powers.
That's Powers. Looks like Powers. Man comes back in most of the right-hand side. That's Hill. And in the backfield, forced out. Rosetta on the run to the right-hand side. Turns the corner, gets to the 50-yard line. Still on the seat. Brought down on about the 44-yard line. So first down yardage, about a 16-yard scamper by Rosetta, who was forced out of the pocket quickly.
Yeah, they blitzed.
Avoided one tackle.
Well, they blitzed from the middle linebacker position. Nobody blocked him. So Rosetta had to pull the ball because Powers was dead to rights in the backfield. So Rosetta pulls the football. Nobody's there because nobody's expecting Rosetta to run the football.
All right, split right. That's Taylor. Trips the left-hand side. Out of the shotgun this time. It's Powers to the left shoulder of Rosetta. Their ball's on the right hash mark. Deep drop. Here comes the pressure. Passes away. Going deep. Got a man down there. And it is almost, well, it was broken up. It was intended, I believe, for Trailer. But he was well defended.
Yeah, that ball was a little underthrown because Trailer had the corner beat. And the ball sailed a little bit back on the right to him because it was supposed to be a deep post. So he should have thrown it towards the scoreboard. Kind of it leaked back towards the goal post. And it allowed the defender to almost make an interception.
5:29 on the clock. It stopped with the incomplete pass. Second down and 10 now. Ball on the 42-yard line of the Vikings for the Caveman. Split right, slot right. Two men split to the left-hand side. Out of the gun this time. Rosetta hands the ball off quickly to Powers. Powers touch to the right-hand side. Still going to the corner. Turns the corner now. Gets down the left-hand sideline. And once again, pushed out of bounds. About on the golly. I was going to say the 10-yard line, but I think it was before that. I think they're going to mark him down about the 20, aren't they?
Yeah, about the 22-yard line. What a great cut by Powers. He goes, it's a stretch to the left. He ends up not, there's not a hole there, so he cuts it out once, kind of sets up the outside linebacker, then cuts outside of him again, and then Bowen did a good job leading him around the corner, blocking the corner himself and allowing Powers to, frankly, get probably 10 more yards because of Bowen's blocking.
All right, two men split right. One man to the left-hand side, slot left. That's the narrow side of the field. Ball on the left hash mark this time. Out of the pistol this time, with Powers well behind Rosetta. There's the snap, and the give again to Powers. Has a hole straight up the center of the field, still on his feet. Five, gets down to the right at the five-yard line, went high in the air and was brought down there. So from the 22 to the 5. 17 yards.
Yeah, the Caveman offensive line is doing a great job right now. The holes that Powers has at the line of scrimmage are what we saw typical last week with the Willamette offensive line, what they were doing for their running backs. So the offensive line right now, yeah, I commend them, is giving Powers huge holes to then make his cuts through.
Six carries, unofficially about 80 yards.
Wow.
Two-man split right. One man to the left-hand side. Slot left. There's the snap. And again, the give to Powers, looking for the corner right-hand side, gets past the five, dives. I think he gets down to the one. No sign that he got in yet.
Yeah, they're going to mark him out. Right. I think he stepped out right as he was getting ready to stretch the football towards the pylon, so he's out at the one, it looks
so,
like.
So get another four.
Or the 1.5-yard line or something. Yeah, Powers so far, even though he's playing both ways, early in this first quarter, he looks really explosive. Not that he never does in the past anyways, but he looks extra explosive right now, especially once he's getting the football from Rosetta.
4:14 on the clock, and once he gets the corner turn, he is almost gone. Thought he was going to break two of these. 2 minutes put to the right-hand side. One man to the left-hand side. Slot goes in motion left to right. Again, the give to Powers. Hits the line, breaks touchdown. Through the line, and scores. So touchdown, Powers. 8 carries, 85 yards, one score. The Cavemen lead at 13-0 here in the first quarter at the 4:09 mark. Drive for a point after coming. So out of the hold of Brevik Hill, Alejandro Leon will try to put it through for one more point for the Cavemen. There's the snap. The kick is up. Looks good. Lots of look to it this time. It is good. It's 14-0. We'll be back with the kickoff right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Did you know that you can provide shelter, hope, and healing just by sipping coffee? This is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. The Gospel Rescue Mission in Grants Pass now has Homeless Joe Coffee. Each bag comes with a success story accessed by a QR code, and it may cause excessive goodwill. You can purchase Homeless Joe Coffee at the Second Chance Thrift Store, Tailholt Coffee, or at Kelly's. Help us brew hope one cup at a time. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
I need to tell you, tonight's first quarter has been brought to you by Moser Paving. Call Moser at 479-2424 for chip sealing, dust control, gravel, all your site preparation needs. Moser Paving has been with Grants Pass Broadcasting on Caveman Football since we instituted it in 1988. Thank you very much, Jay Moser. Leon teeing up the football again about 5 feet to the east side of the X at the 40-yard line. Cavemen deploy their troops along the 35, and we're just about ready to get right back to action here as the Vikings will get another opportunity. Turning it over on downs, once in on a fumble. We'll see what happens this time. Leon is ready. And the Cavemen are ready. They go into their crouch. Leon approaches the football, puts his toe to it, and again, that no,
right, oh.
Little squib kick goes right to the. Did it go far enough?
No, it went 9.5 yards. It needed to go 10. It's a great idea. I love the aggressiveness from Coach Kennedy. Tried to do a little squib kick where Leon basically kicks the top of it and runs past it, and they just go try to block the people on the front line to pick it up, and it went 9.5 yards. It got to almost to the – it has to get to the 50 from where he's kicking it, and it just stopped short.
All right. The officials are still chatting right now, right on the 50-yard line.
You should get the ball right where it is. Maybe I don't know if there's a penalty on top of that as well. But I know they get the ball at least where the Cavemen touched it.
Coach Kennedy must be very confident right now in what his defense is able to do against this team.
Well, that, but I also, you can feel, I mean, North Salem punts the ball the first down or their first offensive possession. Then they fumble their second possession. So I think you can feel the momentum really picking up in the Caveman's favor. It's gone about as good as it can go right now for the Cavemen. And so I just think it was a great aggressive move. Nothing really hurt at this point, especially with the Cavemen not getting the ball to start the first half anyways.
Up the line of scrimmage, ball at the, quote, 49-yard line of the Cavemen for the Vikings. 2 minutes split to the left-hand side, slot right, split right. Again, Lake, the quarterback, takes a snap, three-step drop. Wants to throw deep, gets the ball out quickly, and there's a man there, and it is complete down to the 5-yard line.
Yeah, they went to their dude, number 8, Singleton, who went just streaking past Brevik Hill on a deep post, and Hill comes up, and he's hobbling pretty good from the fall that he took.
We knew this team was explosive. 2 men split left to the right-hand side from the 5-yard line. They give again to the tailback, and he squirts in, and it's 14-6. That quickly, Ty Phillips from the 5-yard line.
Yeah, and that's just one of the dangers the Cavemen are going to run into tonight by kind of stacking. You know, they're playing a 4-3 up front, so they got 7 guys. You're kind of playing man-to-man on the backside a little bit. And Hill just got burned there on that first one. You know they're going to take their shots, and so that's just kind of the danger the Cavemen are going to play with the defense they're playing tonight.
So try for point after. Ball will come up off the toe of number 8, Braxton Singleton. Checks that number 5. It's Dario Martinez. And the kick is blown. Man picks it up, runs to the right-hand side, tries to get in, and the Cavemen say, no, he doesn't get in. So it's 14-6, 3:49 to play, first period. There are 20 points on the board. We'll be back with the kickoff right after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and, of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424, and don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and service is available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza, and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Once again, 3:49 on the clock. We've got 20 points on the board. The Cavemen have 14 of them, and the Vikings have 6. And the Vikings getting ready to kick off to the Cavemen. Again, the kick will come off the toe of Dario Martinez.
And to go back to the extra point, the snap on the extra point was low and wasn't able to be handled by the holder. He tried to run to the outside. I thought he was going to get it, but then three Cavemen came up and laid a huge hit on him to stop him short.
I believe we've got, Traylor and Powers back to receive. He's standing on about the 5-yard line. They drop down into that 3-point stance. And young Mr. Martinez approaches the football. Kicks it to about the 6-yard line, taken by Powers. Looks for blocking going on the left-hand side, then cuts back up the center of the field, finds a blocker two, gets across the 25, out to about the 26-yard line. Cavemen will take over first down and 10 from their own 26. 3:42 on the clock. Cavemen need to move the ball this time.
Yeah, quite a bit of excitement here early. I think, you know, aside from the onside kick and then the big pass, I think Coach Kennedy honestly couldn't script it much better for the Cavemen. Now they just need a good drive here out of their offense, and some more points would be huge.
Yeah, we've seen the explosiveness of this Viking team, and we suspected that. Trips in a triangle on the right-hand side. Single receiver to the left, out of the shotgun for Rosetta. I think that's Bird next to him, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, Bird back in at the tailback position. Pass the flat, right-hand side. It's complete to Hill, across the 30-yard line to the 40-yard line. Still on his feet to the 45, across the 50. Spins and dives down to about the 46-yard line.
Yeah, what a great, just quick screen that trips in a triangle out to the our side of the field. And they just ran a quick screen to him, and great blocking by Bowen and Traylor. And Hill was out for the run after that point.
There's a snap out front. Goes down to about the 23-yard line.
Yeah, what a great Nick job. Bassett. Yeah, it's from that tight end position again. That's a true RPO for Rosetta. It's a wide dump behind the linebacker. Both linebackers came up to try to stop the run.
And going quick, there's a snap again. The give to Berg this time. Finds room off tackle, spins at the 15-yard line and dives ahead to about the 14. Probably marked down to the 14-yard line. Make it to 15. It'll be a 6-yard gain for Berg.
And right now, the speed for the Cavemen on offense especially is really showing.
And playing some tempo right now. Two men split to the left-hand side, and timeout has been called.
No, Cavemen go hard count and get him to jump off sides to get another first down for the Cavemen.
That'll move the ball to the 9. First and 9 for the Grants Pass Cavemen. First and goal from the 9. Split right to the 2 men to the left-hand side. There's the snap. Rosetta wants to throw past the end zone on the left-hand side. Goes. It is. Touchdown, Grants Pass. Touchdown, Grants Pass. Was that Hill in the corner?
That was Hill in the corner.
Hill in the corner gets his first catch tonight. 20-6. Make that 20-6 right now. Cape Man leading the Vikings here at Mel Engler Field.
Yeah, and that was their hitch corner that they love to run, especially these short yard things. I'm not sure that if they actually reviewed that play in like a college situation that he's actually in, it's really close. It would take video evidence, but came and get the benefit of the call there and get the touchdown.
Took them a while to put their hands up. They were certainly looking at something there. Once again, there's the snap, and the kick is up, and it is good. It's 21-6. You're listening to the Cape Van Football here on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon.
Hello.
Yes. That's all right. Are you in the cook? Okay. I called earlier. I'm in the midst of calling a football game, if you didn't notice. All right, give me a call tomorrow. Thanks, Ed. Welcome back, everybody. Sorry, I just had a phone call from my 60th class reunion. They missed me. 2:35, showing on the clock. It's 21-6, Grants Pass leading, getting ready to kick it off. And this time, Alejandro Leon tees it up close to the right hash mark. That's a little bit different than we've seen before, so we'll see what the plan is here.
I think here you're going to see him kick it deep, allow this side of the field to change, and kind of slow down the pace here a little bit.
Will he kick it towards or away from number one? We'll see. Number one is back received. That's Phillips. And the kick goes to the right-hand side away from the quick man. Man cuts it back to the left-hand side, across the 30-yard line, across the 40-yard line, out to midfield. Still on his feet, going around the 40, the 30. Somebody's got to catch him, and they're going to push him out of bounds. Inside the 20-yard line, inside the 10. Who was that, number 10? Is that who it was? Julian Brabila?
No, I think it's number 5 or number 6. One of those two, or number 8. Maybe number 8. That might be Singleton, the big receiver.
Yeah, I bet that's Singleton.
Yeah, and that was almost a miss kick by Leon. He kicked a line drive, which didn't allow his kick coverage to get down the field and allowed the blocking for North Salem to really take effect and kind of cost the Cavemen, obviously, a huge, huge field position blunder here by the kick team.
All right, ball on the 6-yard line. First and goal for these Vikings. They're not shy. 2 minutes split to the left-hand side, 1 to the right-hand side. There's the snap, and they give to the running back coming to the left-hand side. He's got some running room, slows down, looks for room, then squirts into the end zone on the left-hand side. So from the 6-yard line, Phillips scores, gives him 51 yards on the night and 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, and that was just set up by the kick team, honestly. Leon's got to do a little bit of a better job getting it up in the air a little bit higher, giving his kick coverage a chance to get down the field, especially with the two athletes that they have returning the football. And this should be a point where, North Salem will go for 2 here.
21-12. How many points can you put on your score sheet here in one quarter? We'll find out tonight. All right, the ball is going to be on the left hash mark. Put the ball on the left hash mark. 2 minutes split for the left-hand side. They stay in the gun. Put a man in motion left to right. Little cross buck in the backfield, and they believe they've got it in.
Yep.
So the 2-point conversion is good. It's 21-14. We'll be back with their kickoff right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to C. Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
School's back, but this is the kind of math we like. Over 100 slices of pepperoni, one giant Abby's pizza feeds up to 6 hungry people. That's A+ value, toppings to the edge. That's been the Abby's way since forever. Now go do your homework. When someone says, bring home the bacon, we know what they mean. They want Abby's legendary Bacon Bacon Cheddar Pizza, loaded with country bacon and packed with Canadian bacon. On sale now at Abby's.com. This month, bring home the bacon at family-owned Abby's.
Welcome back, everyone. The Vikings getting ready to tee up the football. They're down a touchdown to the Grants Pass game, and it's 21-14 as the Vikings have proved to be as explosive as we thought they might be. No sustained drives, but big plays. Young man will put his toe to it here. Dario Martinez, the kicker, 5'8", 200 pounds. Head of the three-point stance they go. He begins to address the football, puts his toe to it, and this kick bounces about on the 15-yard line, takes a Grants Pass bounce, picked up there. Madden brings it out to the 20 and is snowed under right there. They'll mark him on the 19-yard line.
Yeah, it took a couple of hard bounces for Traylor to try to come up to, so the best thing he could do is try to get the football and get as much ground as possible. Kind of put him behind with their worst field position to start for sure.
Ball on their own 19-yard line. The Kingmen have it first down and 10. 2:08 on the clock. It will start when the ball is snapped. Up the line of scrimmage, come the Caveman. Ball on the right hash mark. Send two men to the left-hand side, one man to the right-hand side. Slot on the right-hand side. Out of the shotgun right now. Rosetta takes a snap. Gives the ball quickly to Powers. Powers off the right tackle. Gets maybe a yard.
Yeah, you're starting to see North Salem having to come up and blitz and kind of pack the line of scrimmage, which is going to allow on the backside for the Cavemen for them to see some man-to-man, which should benefit the passing game as long as the offensive line can handle the blitz package.
Clock is moving at a minute 40 left here in the first period. Up the line of scrimmage comes Grant's pass. Split right. Two men split to the left-hand side. Slot on the left-hand side. And Powers to the right shoulder of Rosetta. Rosetta's set. Sees a blitz coming. They back off of that. There's the snap. Two-step drop. Pressure's coming. Passes away to the left-hand side. And it's complete. I believe the hill left-hand side gets by one man out to the 40-yard line. First down yardage easily out to about the 40-yard line, I believe, is where it's going to go. So that'll be a pickup of 20.
Yeah, dangerous throw actually by Rosetta. Hill was running a deep comeback. He kind of waited too long. The ball needed to come out on the break, and it came out a little bit late, which is why Hill was able to break the tackle.
Quick snap. Ball comes to the right-hand side in the hands of Powers. He puts his head down. Powers ahead. Gets about to the 47-yard line, so that'll be a gain of about 7 or 8. That'll bring up second and short.
Going to have a holding on one of our offensive linemen.
Never mind. So the flag's resting on the 41-yard line. So it'll go back from the 40 to the 30.
And that's something the Cayman offense hasn't done so far, is punish themselves early in downs. This is really the first time we've seen them behind the down markers.
All right, now it's first and 20. Ball at the 30-yard line. Two men split right, two men to the left-hand side. Powers remains the tailback to the right shoulder of Rosetta. Rosetta, hard step count. Did he pull him off sides?
Yep.
He did. So we'll get five of those back. And that'll put the ball up to the 35-yard line.
Yeah, that's one thing the Cayman offensive line so far this year has done a very good job of. They like to go hard count quite a bit. Not in typical downs either. That's a first down play, hard count. Usually you see the hard counts on the second shorts, third and shorts. I love Coach Candy mixing it in early in the, especially on a first and 20, to try to get some yardage back to get a little more breathing room.
21-14. Ball at the 35-yard line, first and 15 for the Cavemen. Two men split to the right-hand side, slot left, split left. That's the narrow side of the field. Powers remains the tailback to the right shoulder of Rosetta. There's a snap. Rosetta wants to throw. Passes out, and it's complete to Hill again at the 40-yard line. Cuts back to the right-hand side, gets a block, turns across the 50-yard line, pushed out of bounds on about the
46-yard line.
Yeah, a little wide receiver inside screen to Hill. Everybody vacates. The linebackers think they got a free runner. Rosetta, he does a great job of letting them get all the way to his face, then dropping the ball to Hill behind the blitz. And there's nobody left there. And then the linemen that did release, plus the couple of receivers, get out and do a good job blocking and get the cavemen on a positive side of the football field.
Football has moved into Viking territory. First down and 10 now from the 46-yard line. 2 men split to the right-hand side, 2 to the left-hand side. And again, this time, Powers to the left shoulder of Rosetta. Long snap count. Play action fake. Pass the flat left-hand side. It's getting complete to Hill. Hill, a little stutter step to the right-hand side. As they were watching him this time, he gets about to the 41-yard line. So he'll pick up 5.
And I love on that one, they had twins on both sides. Both safeties are off the ball a long ways. You can see Rosetta's eyes going back and forth between the two inside receivers, seeing which one he was going to do the RPO with. He sees Hill, and he pulls the ball out of Powers' chest, and it gets the quick slant to Hill.
Here's the snap. Once again, wants to throw. Forced out of the pocket. Moves to the right-hand side. Gets the pass away. It's incomplete. Looking for either Bassett or Cameron Bowen out of the backfield.
Yeah, I think it was meant for Bowen, but as Rosetta got pushed out of the pocket, instead of kind of setting his feet and getting back towards the line of scrimmage, he kind of faded east to west rather than getting back north and south. And by fading east and west, the ball kind of sailed out of his hands and it came up short.
3rd and 5 for Grants Pass here. 16 seconds left here in the first period. It's 21-14. A lot of points here in the first period. All right, 2 men split to the right-hand side, 2 to the left-hand side, this time out of the pistol. Powers a couple of yards right behind Rosetta. There's the snap. 3rd gives to Powers. Powers hit behind the line of scrimmage, breaks that tackle, moves off to the right-hand side, is pushed out of bounds. He may have picked up a yard. He'll pick a yard, maybe 2. Gives him 88 yards on the night on 10 carries. And that'll bring up a 4th down for Grants Pass, a 4th and a long 3, about 4. And is this 4 down territory for the Cavemen? Probably. 2 men come to the right-hand side, 2 to the left-hand side. Powers to the left shoulder, Rosetta to the narrow side of the field. Now Rosetta turns and looks to head coach Kennedy. Says, what am I going to do, coach? Says, score, kid, score. And timeout taken by the Grants Pass Cavemen. 8.5 seconds left here in the first period. 21-14 the score. We'll be back in 1 minute.
When you hire a contractor, the last worry you should have is, are they capable enough to handle the job? A well drilling contractor is no different, especially with tough drilling conditions Southern Oregon can encompass. Clouser Drilling invests in capable machinery, tooling, and personnel equipped to handle these conditions. They operate 4 modern rotary drill rigs with capabilities from air rotary, mud rotary, and drill and drive casing advancement systems. Combine this with over 50 years and thousands of wells drilled, and worry no more. Contact Clouser Drilling or visit clouserdrilling.com.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
4th and 3 in Viking territory for the Grants Pass. Cayman, 2 men split to the left-hand side, 2 to the right-hand side. There's the snap. Short drop. Passes the way to the flat to the right-hand side. And it's complete to the right-hand side. First down yardage to number 15. Pull it in. That's Cameron Bowen. That's his 2nd catch of the night. And we'll get him about 6 yards.
Yeah, they ran a quick screen, and Cameron Holland did a good job of blocking for Bowen. And he just barely gets past the first down marker. And that'll end the first quarter.
At the end of the first period of play, brought to you by our good friends at at Moser Paving. Score is 21-14. We'll be back with the 2nd period after this 1 minute Cavemen timeout.
From the woods to the fields to the gridiron, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts.
Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for Friday night kickoff with the Caveman.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week. We make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Second quarter brought to you by our good friends at Black Flag Armory. Now fully stocked for hunting season. Ammo, scopes, rifles, accessories. Have to give you every chance to fill that tag. Caveman have it now. First out and 10. Ball on the 34-yard line of the Vikings. As the Cavemen now in the second quarter are going right to left across your radio dial. They're going from north to south. Eric Mellingham Field driving towards A Street. Four wideouts, two to each side. Berg is back in at tailback, giving Powers a little breather. Man comes in motion, going right to left. They'll give it to him on the fly sweep, but he is caught and dropped immediately. He'll lose yardage on this one, probably a couple.
Yeah, the Cayman tried to run a jet sweep towards our side of the field, actually. And right now, North Sam's doing actually a pretty good job of penetrating the line of scrimmage and really creating a problem for the running game for the Cayman, which we didn't see in the beginning of the first quarter.
That was Traylor, lost two. It's second down at 12 now. Four wideouts again, two to each side. And again, the Vikings are pulled off sides with that hard count. So the Cayman will get some of that back. Make it second and 7.
Yeah, and that's just like now you got a short first down gain out of it, so it ends up working out in the Cayman's favor.
Everybody's looking at the coaching staff now. All right, now they know what is expected of them. Two men to each side, two receivers to each side. Berg remains the tailback. This time, Rosetta wants to throw. Deep drop. Gets the pass away to left-hand side. And it's complete to the 15-yard line. And it's going to be a score. Touchdown, Grant's pass. James Traylor picks that one up.
Yeah, and what a great job. So Brevik Hill on the inside run. Oh, we're going to have a flag. What's the flag going to be on?
And there's big conference.
It's going to be a block down the field if it's anything.
They come over there talking to the Viking coach, but the Cavemen are backing up.
Yeah, blocking the back. So it's going to knock the score out. But anyways, they ran a deep post with Hill, ran a deep in with Traylor on the backside. Actually, Rosetta underthrows a little bit. It gets tipped by the middle linebacker, and luckily Traylor did a good job of keeping his eyes on the football and catching it, which should have been a touchdown, but now it's going to be first and 10 on the 20. So it ends up being only an 11-yard gain for Traylor.
So first down and 10, ball spotted on the 20-yard line for Grants Pass. 11:17 on the clock here in the second period. Caveman football here on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. Four receivers out, two to each side. Berg remains the tailback of the left shoulder of Rosetta. Rosetta Stoics holds still. There's the snap. They give to Berg. Berg link for running room off right tackle. Finds a little hole. Scoots down to about the 15-yard line. And it'll be second down at about 5.
Yeah, and the Cayman have really used tempo a lot tonight to try to confuse the Vikings.
Two-man split left. One-man split to the right-hand side. Everybody else in tight. Again, a movement by the Vikings on their line of scrimmage. Another free 5 yards, and that'll take it not quite to a first down, but it'll be second and a foot.
We get second down.
10:34 showing on the clock. We're in period two. 21-14. A lot of points in the first period, ladies and gentlemen. We're in the second period, and the Cavemen knocking on the door in the red zone. 2 minutes to the left-hand side, slot left. Single receiver to the right-hand side. Out of the pistol this time, Berg still the tailback. There's the snap, and they give to Berg. Off left tackle, puts his head down across the five, and he scores. So Berg from the 11-yard line gets his 25 yards of the night, and his score, that's his second rushing touchdown for the Cavemen tonight. And we go up 27-14, and now the try for point after.
And I love Berg. When he gets his chances, he doesn't shy away from contact. He may not have as much of a initial burst as Powers does, but when he gets to about the 2-yard line, rather than trying to make a cut or go around somebody, he ends up just lowering his head. He's like, I'm going to go over.
He's going through. He's going through.
Yeah, which is, I love to see that.
There's the snap, and the kick is up. It looks good, and the officials say it is good. It's 28-14. We'll be back with the Caveman Kickoff after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen. Just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Did you know that you can provide shelter, hope, and healing just by sipping coffee? This is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. The Gospel Rescue Mission in Grants Pass now has Homeless Joe Coffee. Each bag comes with a success story accessed by a QR code, and it may cause excessive goodwill. You can purchase Homeless Joe Coffee at the Second Chance Thrift Store, Tailholt Coffee, or at Kelly's. Help us brew hope one cup at a time. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Alejandro Leon has the ball teed up about 5 feet to the right-hand side of the X mark on the 40-yard line as the Cavemen deploy their troops along the 35-yard line, getting ready to kick this one off. I doubt that we're going to have an onside kick this time, but we'll see.
Needs to make sure he gets this one up in the air more than he did the last one and get it in the end zone away from these good kick returners.
Ball marked for play. Leon advances, puts his toe to it, and this one goes into the end zone. So they'll bring it out to the 20, and we'll get right back to action here. Once again, a 2-touchdown lead for the Grants Pass Cavemen, 28-14 here in the second period.
Yeah, it's a lot more high scoring than I thought we were going to see. Now, I know that both offenses are definitely capable of what we're watching, but I didn't think that we would see this high of a score with still a 10:28 left in the second quarter.
Well, they put up 49 points against South Salem.
They did.
First down and 10 from the 20-yard line for the Vikings, moving left to right across your radio dials. 2 minutes split to the right-hand side, single receiver to the left. Slot on the left-hand side, comes in motion, squats on the right-hand side. There's the snap, and they give to the running back coming to the right-hand side. Slips to the 25-yard line and is pulled down there. They'll mark him, I think, at the 26th. And man stays on the field. It's a Viking. I think the ball carrier.
No. Ball carrier's back here. Number one's in the center of the field. I think it was the the inside slot receiver. I think he got rolled up on while he's trying to block somebody.
Yeah, could be.
The one thing that came in defense is going to have to figure out, whether it's now or at halftime, is the wall that's getting created by not only the lineman for North Salem, but also the receivers is very large. And so you're giving, you know, Phillips, who's a very good running back, so much space to run before he's even finding contact. That becomes a problem.
So, second and 3 to 4 yards. Ball spotted on the 27-yard line, their own 27. Single receiver to the right, two to the left-hand side. As they're still forming up, Blake is there changing the play at the line of scrimmage. Now goes back into the gun. There's a snap. The pitch to the left-hand side to Phillips. Phillips looks for a hole. Finds one on the right-hand side and is caught and held up on about the 34-yard line. So it'll be first down yardage and a gain of about 8.
Yeah, that's just a quick toss where they tried to wall the edge. Cameron Holland did a good job from his outside backer rover position coming up and trying to turn the ball back inside, but just not enough cavemen there to make the tackle.
Can't let him get to the outside. You've got to turn him back in where you've got some help. Because he's quick, elusive. All of those adjectives. 9:30 on the clock. It's running here in the second period. Trips to the right-hand side. Single receiver to the left. Third two-step drop. Short pass over the flat and over the center. Hit and dropped immediately at the 34-yard line.
Yeah, and a good job there by Ty Dungy, a name we've called before. From his linebacker position, comes up and makes a great tackle on the guy running a shallow crossing route and knocking the ball loose.
Actually, they marked him for no gain on that play.
Well, he dropped it.
That's why there was no gain.
Yeah, Dungy did a good job of hitting him right out of contact.
Trips to right-hand side, single receiver to the left. Man goes in motion. The pass to the man in motion here. That's number one, Phillips, and Phillips is hit at the 38-yard line. Falls ahead, and again, does the ball come free again?
They're going to call him down.
Caveman did have it.
Yeah, we're starting to see North Salem get creative with the ways they're going to get Phillips the ball. They motion him out of the backfield, run basically a quick screen to him, which is going to be a glorified toss. And there's nobody in the flat for an easy 6 or 7 yard gain there.
8:50 on the clock. It's running. Still a warm night here at Bell Ingram Field, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. Almost a capacity crowd. Single receiver to the left. End in tight on the left-hand side. Slot on the left-hand side. Single receiver to the right. Pass to the flat right-hand side. It's deflected and incomplete.
Yeah, Cameron Holland came in on a blitz, gets up in the air, gets his hand on the football, knocks it down. It's going to force North Salem to punt. Huge, huge, huge stop for the Caveman defense, kind of stopping the momentum that you were kind of feeling the North Salem offense really creating the last couple drives.
8:28 on the clock. Caveman should come up with decent field position on this one. The punt will come up from about the 35-yard line. Rivik Hill back deep to receive, standing on his own 29, 28, 27. Hold still. Whistle stops the action.
The Cavemen have too many men on the field. It's going to be a first down for... Coach Kennedy's trying to argue that he was calling a timeout.
Now the officials will chat. Both sides will chat.
Nope, they're going to give it first down. That's a huge penalty for the Cavemen. Give North Salem a first down on a 5-yard penalty.
8:28 on the clock, 28-14. Cavemen jumping at the bits to get that football back. Now they'll have to find another way to do that. First out at 10, ball at the 45-yard line. 2 men split the left-hand side, slot right, split right. Slot goes in motion to the left-hand side now. There's the snap, and they give to Phillips. Cuts back to the center of the field, meets a... He's strong, too. He's not just fast and slithery. He carried about several cavemen with him for about 8 yards. Picked up 9 on the play.
Yeah, they had a couple cavemen there, but nobody's coming up and making a hit. And you allow Phillips to make a couple cuts like that, he's going to be a hard running back to bring down.
Second and short for the Vikings. This is a dangerous down for an explosive team, and they've shown they can be explosive.
Yeah, they haven't really taken a shot since the deep ball that we saw in the first quarter.
Split right, trips to the left-hand side this time. There's a snap, deep drop. Lane goes to the right-hand side, passes away down the left-hand side, and complete down to about the 27-yard line.
Yeah, they rolled Lake out of the pocket and ran their tight end on a deep out route, and Lake just had too much time to be able to throw the football.
At the line of scrimmage, split right, slot on the right-hand side. Two receivers to the left-hand side. There's the snap, and the give to Phillips. Up right tackle is spun down on about the 25-yard line. So a short gain this time, only two.
Yeah, again, Cameron Holland comes up and makes the tackle on Phillips. Phillips tried to spin, but Holland was already there making the tackle for a short gain. This is where you really, I would expect to see a shot from North Salem. It's going to be four down territory now for them. So you're going to see all of the playbook open at this point.
Slot right, split right. There's a snap. Fly sweep to him to the right-hand side. And trying to turn the corner. Is hit, though, a little or no gain. He stood up and...
Yeah, a little jet sweep. Maybe a gain of a yard there. Good job by the Cayman kind of stringing it out. It looked like he was going to be able to turn the corner, but the Cayman kind of did a great job of defensive pursuit and kind of forcing him closer and closer to the sidelines until he ran out of real estate and had nowhere to go but turn up the field.
Third and nine, a long eight, a short nine. Coming up to the six-minute mark here in the first half. Split right, trips the left-hand side. That's the wide side of the field. The officials are still talking now. They move back into position. All right, ball's marked for play. Third and eight. Here we go. Trips the left-hand side. Single receiver to the right. Pass it, calling the signal. Pass the flat left-hand side. It's complete. Man dodges one. Trevor going across the five-yard line. Dives in. I think he's in. There it is. Touchdown from the 26-yard line.
Yeah, the Cayman had him tackled probably near the first down marker still. But again, missed tackles right now are plaguing the Cayman defense.
So 28-20, and the Vikings keeping pace with the Grants Pass Cayman here in the first half. Lots of scoring on the board already. That's 48 points. Try for point after. Here's the snap. The kick is up. And it's good. It's 21-28, a seven-point lead for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Kickoff coming after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
28-21, Grants Pass leading by 7, getting ready to receive the kickoff from the North Salem Vikings.
Yeah, I think it's imperative here. The Cayman get the ball to start the second half, but with 5.5 minutes left, and you still have two of your timeouts, which obviously are pretty relevant with 5.5 minutes left, the Cayman got to get points here before the half to really gain some momentum and kind of calm the storm here.
Get points here and then points with the first possession in the first half. Suddenly you're up three touchdowns. Right now you're up by one, getting ready to receive the football. 5:36 left here in the first half. And there's the kickoff. Squibb down to the about the 28-yard line. Man brings it right back up across the 35 to about the 37-yard line. First down and 10 for Grants Pass from their own 37.
Yeah, good job there by number 33, Jacob Thomas. It was a low-line drive. Who knows where that thing bounces, and he gives a great job of catching it and just getting up the field. Otherwise, they're probably Cayman are probably back at the 20 somewhere. Instead, they're out at the 36 with a great field position to start.
5:30 on the clock. See what the Cayman offense have up their sleeve this time.
Up the line of scrimmage, they'll send two receivers to the left-hand side, a single receiver to the right. I believe Berg is still the tailback. Long count. And there's the snap. And to give right play tonight. Play action. They was intended to get the pass to Hill.
Yeah, you're going to get.
But it was deflected.
Yeah, I don't agree with that one on Rosetta. I think he probably should have given the ball to Powers. Trying to do a little bit too much. It was an RPO, so you're going to get ineligible man downfield by the Cayman offensive line. The hole that Powers had to run was actually one of the bigger ones he's had in a while. And he tried to pull it. It almost got picked at the same time as well.
That's two big mistakes for the Cayman in the last two series. One when they were about to get the football back from the Vikings. And this one. First down and 15. Ball on the 32-yard line. 2 men split the left-hand side. Slot left, split right. And again, I think we pulled him offside, so we'll get five back.
Yeah, the one difference in high school compared to college, in college they give you a little bit more space to work with if you're a defensive lineman. In high school, once you cross the football with your helmet, you're offsides. You're in the zone.
You cannot get back after that. 5:26 on the clock. Not much of a breeze tonight. 2 men split the left-hand side, slot left. 2 men split the right-hand side. Ball spotted on the right-hand side of the hash mark as the Cayman drive north to south here at Mel Engram Field. Slot goes in motion to the right-hand side. They give to Power straight up the center of the field. Has running room. Breaks free across the 50-yard line. Still at the 45-yard line. Try to turn the corner down the 40-yard line. Out of the 35-yard line. Down to about the 33-yard line, I believe, is where we're going to mark him.
Yeah, we hadn't seen Powers in a while, so I was wondering if he was hurt or banged up or something. I think they were just giving him a breather from all the touches he had in the first quarter.
And he's playing defense, too.
Yeah, but he didn't play defense the last deal either. Timeout, North Salem.
So a quick 20-yard scamper again by Powers. Gives him 105 yards on the night. And we've got timeout on the field. We'll be back after this 30-second caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
5:17 on the clock here in the first half. Cayman leading by a touchdown, 28-21. And when players resume, the Cayman will have it first and 10 from the 32-yard line of the Vikings. So the Cayman send Traylor to the left-hand side alone. 2 men to the right-hand side, slot on the right-hand side. Powers is the tailback. We're in the pistol this time. Almost got them to jump this. They jumped, but they didn't jump ahead.
Yeah, they got Traylor singled up with Phillips, and you would think the Traylor has a little bit of an advantage because of Phillips playing offense, too.
There's the snap. Straight pass. Looking down the field. Passes away to the left-hand side. In and out of the hands, incomplete.
Yeah, we saw that from Bowen last week, too, I believe, where Rosetta puts it right on the money, and Bowen's a little bit too early trying to make the run before catching the football because he had a huge first down there for the Cayman. But the drop brings up now second and 10.
7 of 12 throwing the football for Rosetta tonight. 5:11 showing on the clock. It stopped with the incomplete pass. Trips to the right-hand side here early in the formation. Make that a slot on the right-hand side. Traylor alone to the left-hand side, which is the narrow side of the field. This time out of the shotgun. There's the snap. Play action pass comes left-hand side. It's complete to Bassett. Bassett goes down. First down yardage to about the 15-yard line.
Yeah, what a great play design. They looked Rosetta did a good job of looking everybody off to the right-hand side of the field like he was throwing to that side where Hill and other guys were, and then he actually drops a tight end screen back to the left. Great play design.
So first and 10 as the ball goes down to the 14-yard line. We've got a Viking still down on the field. He's been helped up and coming off. Probably a cramp. He looks like he's fine right now as he comes off the field.
I think with the tempo we're seeing from the Cavemen, I think the Vikings are actually getting tired. I didn't think that conditioning or the heat was going to play as much of a factor as it is. But with how many snaps have been played on both sides of the ball for both teams, conditioning may become a factor, actually.
Salem doesn't get quite the same heat that we get here.
Not for this long.
5 minutes on the clock, exactly. Cavemen have it first down and 10 from the 14-yard line of the Vikings. Two-man split to the right-hand side. Slot left, split left. Out of the pistol this time. Powers is the tailback. There's the snap. Ball goes to Powers, left-hand side. Dives over the defenders. Gets a yard, maybe two. Will go down to about the 12 or 13-yard line.
Yeah, if that defender doesn't make that tackle, Powers is in. He was the only man left, and he happened to just go right to Powers' knees to make the tackle, which is kind of where you're going to have to take Powers down. He's so powerful and so speedy that if you try to shoulder him up, he's going to run you over. And so that was the first time we've really seen them tackle him low and actually get him on first contact.
2 minutes split to the right-hand side. Slot right, split left. And the shotgun. There's a snap, and they give the Powers this time. This time he's got a whole left-hand side, gets the five, still on his feet, dives in. We think it's a touchdown.
Touchdown.
So do the officials. 4:15 showing on the clock. And it's 34-21. The Cavemen stretch that lead to two touchdowns, try for the point after coming.
Yeah, and that's the run I was just talking about. If you don't take him down, hips are below early. He does a good job of lowering his shoulder with a low center of gravity, and he just runs people over. And he did a spin and spun his way into the end zone.
Second rushing touchdown for Powers tonight. There's the snap, and the kick is up. Looks good, and it is good. 4:15 showing on the clock. It's 35-21. We'll be back with a kickoff after this 1 minute Cavemen timeout.
School's back, but this is the kind of math we like. Over 100 slices of pepperoni, one giant Abby's pizza feeds up to 6 hungry people. That's A+ value, toppings to the edge. That's been the Abby's way since forever. Now go do your homework. When someone says, bring home the bacon, we know what they mean. They want Abby's legendary bacon cheddar pizza, loaded with country bacon and packed with Canadian bacon. On sale now at Abby's.com. This month, bring home the bacon at family-owned Abby's.
When you hire a contractor, the last worry you should have is, are they capable enough to handle the job? A well drilling contractor is no different, especially with tough drilling conditions Southern Oregon can encompass. Clouser Drilling invests in capable machinery, tooling, and personnel equipped to handle these conditions. They operate 4 modern rotary drill rigs with capabilities from air rotary, mud rotary, and drill and drive casing advancement systems. Combine this with over 50 years and thousands of wells drilled, and worry no more. Contact Clouser Drilling or visit clouserdrilling.com.
35-21, the score of the Cavemen about ready to kick off to the Vikings. Now 4:15 is plenty of time for an explosive team like the Vikings to put more on the board, so the Grants Pass defense will be challenged certainly in the next 4 minutes. Leon's poised. The ball is teed up about 4 feet to the right-hand side of the X. Leon begins to his approach, puts his toe to it, and this one is high and driving to the left-hand side and will bounce into the end zone. Bounce from the 3-yard line. Didn't go all the way into the blue, but finally bounced there. Ball will come out to the 20-yard line, and we'll see what the Vikings have up their sleeve.
Yeah, and like you just said, I mean, this is a high-powered offense. So with 4:15 left and 2 timeouts, I mean, we can still see 2 more scores here before halftime.
What do we have? 56 points on the board here in the first half. Okay, I'm going to run out of pen here in a moment or two.
I'm going to run out of paper.
I've got more for you here.
Yeah, the Cavemen really need to make them earn. If they're going to score here, they really got to make them earn it and make them use this whole 4 minutes.
All right, 2 minutes split the left-hand side. Slot right, split right.
Running back is Phillips. They'll move the slot to the left-hand side. There's the snap, and they give it to Phillips. Looking off left-hand side. Cuts back to the right-hand side. Goes through one tackle, another tackle. Cuts around the corner on the right-hand side. Across the 40, across the 50-yard line, across the 40-yard line. Hit and slipped out of bounds on about the 28-yard line. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, his speed is impressive, but the Cayman defense, the tackling has been
horrible.
Atrocious in the second quarter. I mean, we got missed tackles left and right. We had him for maybe a 1 or 2 yard gant line of scrimmage. Not even a stiff arm. He slips the tackle. Then another missed tackle as he comes out to the right. And then after two missed tackles, there's just nobody else there left, and he's just gone.
135 yards on the ground so far.
Yeah, and I bet you over 100 after contact.
Split right. 2 minutes split to left-hand side. They'll put the slot in motion right to left. Stops on the left-hand side. There's the snap. And they give again to Phillips. This to the right-hand side. Stops and is surrounded by jerseys. Both white and blue goes to the ground. Little gain shy of the 25-yard line. He'll pick up maybe two.
Yeah, with an athlete like Phillips, you're going to have missed tackles. That's just the nature of a good athlete. But you can't have multiple missed tackles in a row. You have to have... You know, if you miss the first one, you got to have the second guy rallying up, holding on for dear life until the troops can rally. You can't have missed tackle because you're going chest to chest. You have to wrap up, even if it's holding a jersey or a knee or whatever you got. You have to hold whatever's left.
Grab, hold on, and wait for help. 3:25 on the clock. It's running. 35-21, and the Vikings are driving. They're down two touchdowns. They give again. Ball comes to the right-hand side. Man tries to cut inside. This is not Phillips this time, is it?
No, that looked like number 25, Deacon Odom.
So Odom gets about six.
Yeah, North Salem is in no hurry here. They don't really want to give the ball back to the Caymen necessarily, but with 2:50 left in the first half, they're inside the Caymen 20 here.
Yeah, Phillips may just be getting a breather. Odom stays in as the tailback. Split left, they give to Odom. He gets it, cuts the left-hand side. But he is hit and dropped after a short gain.
It's going to be close to a first down. The thing that they don't really talk about with Phillips, or we didn't really hear much about, was the fact that he does play both ways. He starts at running back, and he starts at corner, and he hasn't really come off the field. If Traylor's been on the field on offense, Phillips has mirrored him everywhere he goes. And so I think that last couple plays was just a breather for the first time.
First down, ball at the 18-yard line. First and 10 from the 18 of Grants Pass for the Vikings. Split right, 2 men split the left-hand side. Phillips is back in at tailback. Lake checks with him. He's to the right shoulder. Lake, that's the short side of the field. They give it to him. Moves to the left-hand side, though. Has a hole. Tries to cut. Goes to the left-hand side. Trying to scoot outside. Is stopped on about the 6-yard line. Make that the... It's down to the 6-yard line.
Yeah, you're gonna
picks up 12.
You're going to get that run, but then you're also going to get a personal foul call on Cameron Holland. It looked like as he got blocked and went down to the field, he kind of kicked his legs near the defender, which is going to get you a personal foul call every time.
So that'll go half the distance to the goal. Inside of 2 minutes showing on the clock at 1:55, the ball goes down to the 3-yard line. So it'll be first in goal from the 3. So they'll send one man to the left. We've got a crowd in the backfield right now. Double slot back to the right-hand side. Never seen this formation before. And timeout is called. A flag flies. And
going to be offside. Titan Davis tried to jump the snap a little soon.
So again, half the distance of the goal. It's second and 2. Or first and 2. First in goal from the 2, pardon me. There's the snap and the pitch right-hand side to Phillips. Puts his head down and goes into the end zone, I believe. Yes. So touchdown Vikings. That'll make it 27-35. 1:49 to go, and we'll try for the point after. So we're trading touchdowns right now. Grants Pass broke out with 2 quick touchdowns early, and that's the margin in the game right now.
Yeah, and luckily there's a minute 49 left and still two timeouts for the Caymen. So there's plenty of time for the Caymen to march and still get points here to end the first half. And the Caymen get the ball to start the second half.
So Dario Martinez will kick it, will attempt to kick it again. Perfect so far tonight on extra points. And the Caymen almost block it, but the kick is up and good. It is 35-28. We'll be back with the kickoff after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
From the woods to the fields to the gridiron, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for Friday night kickoff with the Caveman.
You're listening to KJO, Grants Pass, Oregon, 99.7 FM, 1270 AM, and streamed at KJO.com as we're awaiting a kickoff. Caveman put three men up just shy of the 50-yard line, two back on the 45-yard line, two back on the 30-yard line, two back on the 20-yard line, and then two receivers back on the five. I believe that's Powers and Trailer. There's the whistle, and there's the kickoff going to the right-hand side to Powers. Powers comes back to the left-hand side, avoids one tackle, scoots through two, gets across the 25-yard line to about the 27, 28-yard line. First and 10 for Grants Pass.
Yeah, he took quite a hit there on his return, but luckily he gets right up, and now the Caymen have a minute 42 left with two timeouts to try to go score before the half.
So they'll put the ball on the 28-yard line, first out and 10 from their own 28. A ways to go and a minute 42 to get there. Rosetta just joining the huddle now, coming from the sideline after getting his instructions. Caymen break out of the huddle. They'll send Bowen and Hill to the right-hand side, slot on the right-hand side. We'll leave that's Bassett. Trailer alone to the left-hand side. Here's the snap. And the give quickly in the backfield to Powers. Powers first down yardage, left-hand side, still on his feet across the 50-yard line, still on his feet to the 40-yard line. Man pulled him down from behind, and if he hadn't, he'd have been gone.
Yeah, North Salem was back in more of a cover four defense, not expecting the Caymen to run the football, allowing Powers to get a huge yardage there.
So 2 minutes split to the right-hand side. It's about 149 yards so far tonight for Powers. And we're in the first half. There's the snap. Deep drop. Passes away left-hand side. It's complete to Bowen on the right-hand side down about the 25-yard line.
Yeah, a great job there by Bowen to catch the football. Kind of just protect it with both arms because he knew the cavalry was coming and just wait for the whistle to be blown. Big first down for the Caymen, marching with a minute left still. Oh, timeout North Salem.
And timeout on the field, a minute left, a minute and one, as a matter of fact. It's 35-28. We'll be back with more right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week. We make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With four locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Caveman! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Right down to the line of scrimmage, ladies and gentlemen. First down and 10. Here we go. There is the snap. Ball goes left-hand side. Where? Oh, intended pass incomplete. Rosetta now 9 of 13, 9 of 15 throwing the football. So it'll be second down and 10, ball on the 24-yard line. Two men split to the left-hand side. That's Bowen and Hill, trailer to the right-hand side. Bassett slot left. Powers, the tailback, we're in the pistol right now. There's a snap, and they give to Powers, coming off left tackle, left-hand side, comes back to the right-hand side. A little juke gets down to about the 10-yard line, loose football, and the Cavemen fall on it, I believe. Woo. So where they mark the ball, it won't be a first down, but we gained yardage on it, about 7 yards.
And you got an injured Viking in the middle of the field.
So the ball will go to the 17-yard line on the fumble.
I think the Cavemen also called a timeout.
We've got timeout on the field. A look at the scoreboard. 42 seconds. We'll be back right after this 30-second Cavemen timeout.
Did you know that you can provide shelter, hope, and healing just by sipping coffee? This is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. The Gospel Rescue Mission in Grants Pass now has Homeless Joe Coffee. Each bag comes with a success story accessed by a QR code, and it may cause excessive goodwill. You can purchase Homeless Joe Coffee at the Second Chance Thrift Store, Tailholt Coffee, or at Kelly's. Help us brew hope one cup at a time. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Welcome back, everyone, ladies and gentlemen. First half score, 35-28.
All right, so
take a deep breath. We're not done yet, folks. We've got 42 seconds left.
42 seconds. I believe the Cavemen now have one timeout left, which is a lot of time with where they're out in the field, because I'm sure they just called one, probably two plays in the huddle. You're going to have four down territory here for the Cavemen, being third and short.
It's third and about three right now. Ball on the 17-yard line. Bowen and Hill split to the left-hand side. Bassett and Slott on the left-hand side. Trailer alone on the right-hand side. Powers is the tailback. We're in the shotgun. Rosetta wants to throw. Passes away. Looking in the end zone. He's got Powers there. If he can get it and stay in bounds, he didn't do it. And complete.
He had Powers, but I thought he waited a little bit too long to throw that wheel route to Powers. Powers is wheeling out of the backfield. I feel like if he hits about 5 yards on the field, it's a first down, and you live another day. I think he tried to go for the home run too much.
Fourth down and three. Same formation. Actually, in the pistol this time, Powers the tailback. Rosetta looks at the sidelines. Coach, what do you want me to do? I said, score, young man, score. Go west. Actually, go south this time. There's the snap. Again, wants to throw. Pass the flat left-hand side to Hill. Hill hit, fights his way back. Did he get first down yardage? I think he did.
It's going to be close.
Gets down to the 15-yard line. It's got to be really close.
North Salem's acting like we didn't get it.
We didn't. It's short. Just by inches. Down to the 27 seconds left. We'll see what the Vikings want to come up with here.
Yeah, this is still a dangerous area for the Cavemen. Vikings have one timeout left, 27 seconds. This is a place where the Cavemen can't get beat deep. They got to keep everything in front of them. They don't have a field goal kicker that's going to kick a huge field goal by any means. So for North Salem, it's touchdown or bust. They might just take a knee and go to the halftime.
That looks like that's the form. It shows the victory formation there, and that's what they've done. They've just gone to one knee, and the clock is running. Fourteen. Coaching staff to our right shoulder here is left their booth. And that does it for the first half. As the teams leave the field, a look at the scoreboard. The Cavemen hold on to a one-touchdown lead, 35-28. We'll be back and recap it all for you folks right after this 2-minute Cavemen timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
School's back, but this is the kind of math we like. Over 100 slices of pepperoni, one giant Abby's pizza feeds up to 6 hungry people. That's A-plus value, toppings to the edge. That's been the Abby's way since forever. Now go do your homework. When someone says, bring home the bacon, we know what they mean. They want Abby's legendary bacon bacon cheddar pizza, loaded with country bacon and packed with Canadian bacon. On sale now at Abby's.com. This month, bring home the bacon at family-owned Abby's.
Welcome back, everyone. That second quarter was brought to you by Black Flag Armory, wishing the Cayman victory on the field. Black Flag Armory on Redwood Avenue, right in front of the Cedarwood. Well, it's time now for halftime stats. Look at the scoreboard. Shows that it's 35-28. Cayman leading by a touchdown over the North Salem Vikings. Run down the scoring for us. We'll be back in about 20 minutes.
Yeah, no kidding. All right. Well, we have 9 scores to talk about, so here we go. Saddle up. The Cayman started the scoring first with 7:17 left in the first quarter. A 13-yard pass from Rosetta to Trailer. The kick was good by Leon to make it 7-0. Then, after the turnover, the Cayman scored with 4:09 left in the first quarter on a 1-yard run from Powers. The PAT was good to make it 14-0. Then, with 3:49 left in the first quarter, a 6-yard run by the Vikings. The PAT was no good to make it 14-6. Grant's pass. Then the Cayman answered right back with 2:35 left in the first quarter. A 9-yard pass to Brevik Hill. PAT was good by Leon to make it 21-6, Grant's pass. Then with 2:10 left in the first quarter, a 6-yard run with the 2-point conversion good to make it 21-14, Grant's pass. Then with 10:28 left in the second quarter, an 11-yard run by Berg. PAT was good to make it 28-14. Then with 5:36 left in the second quarter, a 25-yard pass from the Vikings. The PAT was good to make it 28-21. What do we got left? Then we got 4:15 left in the second quarter, a 13-yard run from Powers with the PAT good to make it 35-21. And then with 1:49 left in the second quarter, a 2-yard run by the Vikings to make it 35-28. Grant's pass is leading.
All right, thank you very much. Take a deep breath and get a drink if you can, as the Grants Pass Marching Band takes the field to entertain the home fans right now. And we'll be back with more individual numbers right after this one-minute Cayman timeout.
When you hire a contractor, the last worry you should have is, are they capable enough to handle the job? A well drilling contractor is no different, especially with tough drilling conditions Southern Oregon can encompass. Clouser Drilling invests in capable machinery, tooling, and personnel equipped to handle these conditions. They operate 4 modern rotary drill rigs with capabilities from air rotary, mud rotary, and drill and drive casing advancement systems. Combine this with over 50 years and thousands of wells drilled, and worry no more. Contact Clouser Drilling or visit clouserdrilling.com.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, at halftime with the band on the field right now. 11:07 left at the on the warm-up or the halftime clock here. 35-28 is the score. We'll run down some individual numbers. First of all, for the Vikings running back, Jaquay Phillips, I have him unofficially for 13 carries, 149 yards, and two scores. Number eight coming off the bench in relief of him is Braxton Singleton. He picked up a couple of yards. Then number 25 came off the bench to relieve him also. That's Deacon Odom. Odom had a couple of carries for about 8 yards, 159 yards on the ground. Throwing the football, Quentin Lake. I have him as 6 of 8 and 101 yards in the score. 101 yards through the air, 159 on the ground, 260 yards generated by the Vikings. Grant's Pass, on the other hand, has Trenton Powers. With 14 carries, 149 yards, and two scores. Westenberg, 4 carries, 25 yards, and a score. Trailer James did have 1 carry, minus 2 yards. A scamper for Rosetta, about 14 yards, 186 yards on the ground for the Grants Pass Cayman. Rosetta throwing the football unofficially, 9 of 16, 109 yards and 3 scores, and 295 total yards compared to 260 yards for the Vikings. Favorite target tonight, still Brevik Hill, 4 catches, 64 yards. Cameron Bowen has 3 catches for 33 yards. Trailer, 2 catches for 45 yards. Nate Bassett, 1 for 17 yards. So those are the individual numbers that we have on the scoreboard. It all adds up to 35-28, and we'll have more right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
From the woods to the fields to the gridiron, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for Friday night kickoff with the Caveman.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week. We make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Welcome back, everyone. The band's putting on a show for the local crowd here. And inside, we're still scratching our heads. Either locker room pick, what are you trying to figure out what's going to happen right now? Who's going to outscore who?
I was going to say it's not a offensive problem right now. It's boiling down to who wants to tackle the football at this point. I mean, the difference in the game, even though we have the turnover on downs are late in the half right there, the difference in the game is the second possession that North Salem had and the fumble by Phillips. That's the difference in this football game. It's stacking up fairly evenly other than that. Grants Pass probably has more yards just because of a couple, like the big long return that the wide receiver had that one, you know, to make it a 6-yard, you know, first and goal after the kickoff. So I think, both coaches... I don't think Coach Candy expected this for sure. I know he expected that North Salem could score, and he knew we could score, but I don't think if he would have said it was 35-28 at half, he probably would have laughed at you. So I think in the locker rooms, both coaches are kind of scratching their heads going, how do we stop the other team? And I think the answer to both, frankly, and as basic as it is, it's wrapping and tackling on first contact. I think both teams have done a terrible job of not being able to tackle when having the opportunity. I think broken tackles, if you actually had a number, you know, like they can give you in college and NFL off the TV screens and stuff, if you have a number, I bet you missed tackles, I bet you it's in the 30s combined. And so it's ugly, but at the same time, I mean, you got to be happy if you're Coach Kennedy, you have the lead, you get the ball to start the second half, and frankly, aside from hurting yourself in a couple of these drives. I mean, Powers has the first down if he doesn't fumble. And so aside from hurting yourself with a couple of penalties and a couple of missed reads, I mean, the Cavemen have essentially, and the North Salem has as well, but the Cavemen offense has essentially been unstoppable.
So the problem for both teams right now is basic fundamentals. No amount of strategy will help that.
No, I mean, it's going to be who wants it more. It's going to boil down to which team wants it more, which team is willing to make that play on the, you know, the first time you get a third and short. It'll be the first team that gets the first stop. It'll be the first turnover like we saw in the first half. It's pretty crazy to watch the amount of, you know, you have 9 scores in the first half, and that's pretty crazy in high school football that you're at halftime and it's 8:40 at night. That's a long evening, and so it's also going to be a little bit of a mental warfare between the two teams as well, because this is starting to be, you know, they start warming up around 5:30. You know, we're 3 hours of sweating into this deal, and that's a long time for a kid to stay locked in, and we're not even halfway done yet.
All right, so we could be talking about conditioning, and we know the Grants Pass Cavemen are pretty well conditioned. The question is how conditioned are the Vikings right now, and are the use of the heat that we have here in Southern Oregon, and is that taking a toll? It looked like they were tiring at the end of the second half. But that's pretty subjective, and they're sitting down resting right now.
Sure. Yeah, I think the tired thing is over now, at least for the next quarter. So you got 12 minutes of football that it's pretty even slate because you have a full, you know, 15-minute halftime to recoup. And so I think it's going to be, you know, I've been really happy with the Cavemen offensive line. I think bouncing back from what we saw last week with what Willamette kind of did to them, there's been a couple blunders, but you're going to find that in any high school football game. And so I think I've been really pleased with the way the Cavemen offensive line has created holes for Powers, created the time for Rosetta to throw. Even some of those deeper routes they like to run, Rosetta's had the time to throw them and kind of step up in the pocket. Would like to see the Cavemen defensive line create a little bit more push. And they've seemed to be on roller skates for most of the evening. And what I mean by that is getting pushed backwards and kind of getting blocked into the second level rather than, you know, kind of meeting. You know, we've been calling kids like Parker Howe and Cam Holland and Bassett and some of those secondary kids names a lot. And when you're calling those kids names a lot, that's not great, especially with an offense that's as high powered as, because that means they're getting to that second and third level rather quickly when your leading tacklers are those kids. And so I'd like to see the Cavemen defensive line, you know, whether it's by twisting, whether it's by, you know, just being more physical, whatever the case may be, whatever Coach Sina comes up with at halftime. But, I mean, both defenses, we're going to see a couple different changes, you would imagine, out of both defenses, because they got to change something because it can't get any worse. And I would assume that's what kind of the coaching staffs are kind of talking about, is we got to do something different just because it can't get worse.
We'll be back with more, ladies and gentlemen. We're at halftime. It's 35-28, the Cavemen leading by 1 at the half. And we'll be back with more right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Did you know that you can provide shelter, hope, and healing just by sipping coffee? This is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. The Gospel Rescue Mission in Grants Pass now has Homeless Joe Coffee. Each bag comes with a success story accessed by a QR code, and it may cause excessive goodwill. You can purchase Homeless Joe Coffee at the Second Chance Thrift Store, Tailhold Coffee, or at Kelly's. Help us brew hope one cup at a time. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Welcome back, everyone. Chuck and Zach here high in the press box at Mel Ingram Field trying to figure out what's going on and how many points we could get scored in the second half. I will say one thing about the Vikings. Their team gets off the ball pretty quickly, very, very quickly.
Yeah, I think team speed-wise, it's another team that kind of matches us team speed-wise, which is pretty impressive. I mean, it just kind of seems like everybody in our league is going to be somewhat quick this year. But you know, all the negatives aside, you got to be super thankful or super happy if you're Coach Kennedy with everything the Cayman offense has shown. I mean, I'm sure he, you know, being Coach Kennedy and being, you know, pretty stoic and level-headed, he's going to tell you, you know, wish he could get a couple, put those penalties back, which I agree with. But at the same time, I mean, the way they've spread the ball around, not only passing the ball, but Powers, I mean, he touched the ball to seven of the first eight, you know, plays. And so I think when you think about him touching the ball that much, it frees up people not being able to double-team Brevik or Trailer or guys like that on the back end. And you've really seen the Cayman offense, you know, really embrace that thought process of, you know, we want to get our ball carriers and our athletes the ball quicker. And by spreading the ball around to numerous guys, there's not one guy you can target. Because as soon as they targeted Powers on a couple of those RPOs, Rosetta did a good job of dumping it behind a linebacker that was diving, you know, right at the running play. And so I think, you know, if they can build on that and just continue to maintain, I mean, I think you got to be pleased. I mean, you're on pace to score 70 points in a high school football game, which is pretty impressive. And so if the Cayman offense can continue to do that, then I mean, I don't think North Salem can catch them, obviously, especially getting the ball first. But a lot can happen in 24 minutes of high school football. We saw that with, you know, 9 scores in the first half.
I think the Cayman will try to target Trailer a little more this time. He had 2 passes caught, and I think it was targeted only 2 other times. Favorite target still has been Hill.
Yeah, I think, you know, one thing I noticed at the end of the first half that I just don't think the Cayman went to yet, but if you looked, they were kind of going towards the trip side of the field with the safety and leaving either Phillips or whoever else they had in there manned up on Trailer. So at some point you'll watch, I truly believe you'll see Rosetta take a shot with Trailer on a go route. You got to at least soften up the defense on that side, which helps that you have the running game going, because you're going to continue to see that man defense, which will allow Trailer some opportunities to see the football here in the second half.
All right, the band is leaving the field, ladies and gentlemen. The scoreboard remains unchanged. It's still 35-28. Tateman lead by a touchdown. The teams have yet to come out of the – well, actually, the both teams are out of the locker room right now, with the Cayman just coming out of the tunnel. The Vikings are already here, so we'll give them time to warm up. That'll probably be in about 3 minutes, and we'll be right back with more after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and service is available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza, and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
As both teams continue to warm up and stretch and get those muscles ready for another 24 minutes of some great football here tonight, the home fans are being entertained by Neil Diamond's Sweet Caroline, and the home fans here love it and sing along with it. And I guess we're not the only one. They did the same thing at Willamette.
Yeah, they did a lot of stuff at Willamette. I noticed that even Oregon does. They tried to do shout at one point, so they were trying to make it a little bit more fan-inclusive.
At any rate, yeah, and the fans responded beautifully to that. At any rate, this warm-up clock is about ready to expire here, but I suspect they'll put another couple of minutes up. Some other games that we're going to be looking at tonight, no scores yet, but North Medford is playing at Sheldon tonight, and South Salem is playing at South Medford. Interested in both of those. As a matter of fact, Willamette is playing at Sprague. We're interested in all of those to see how this conference is really going to begin to sort out here through 3 weeks. And North Valley and Hidden Valley doing some battle also. Illinois Valley Cougs went up to Myrtle Point tonight. So tip of the hat to all the Valley schools. Appreciate all of their presence and good luck. Actually, they didn't put another 3 minutes up. They put time up. We're going to get right back to this football game here. Football is out on the field. We're just waiting for the football team. Here come the Vikings. slowly. Caveman still huddled around their coaching staff on the sideline right at the 50-yard line.
9-0-5.
So still final instructions coming from the head coach of the Vikings. Same situation for the Caveman on the far side of the field. 35-28, Grants Pass going to receive the football here. They'll be going left to right across your radio dial. They'll be driving toward the Commons, looking to put another score on the board and go up by two touchdowns. That's the plan. We'll see how it's executed. So the Cavemen deploy their troops. They'll send Trailer and Powers back deep to about the five-yard line. And Dario Martinez will put his toe to it for the Vikings.
There you go. Bronx Ely and Trailer back deep for the Cavemen.
Oh, is that Bronx Ely back there?
Yeah, on the left-hand side.
He's incredibly quick, folks. You're going to hear more of his name. And there's the kickoff. High end-over-end kick will come down short to Trailer at the 6-yard line. Comes up the left-hand sideline, looks for some blocks, gets across the 20, 25, out to the 30, out to the 35, out to about the 38, 39-yard line. So a decent return for Trailer. And the Cavemen have a decent field position to get started here with 11:53 left to play in the third period.
Yeah, great return by Trailer to start the second half. Get the Cavemen out from outside of their goal here and get the Cavemen going early. The Cavemen need to score here, and then we'd love to see a Cavemen stop.
2 minutes split to the right-hand side, one to the left-hand side. Slot on the right-hand side. Powers the running back out of the pistol this time for Rosetta. And the give to Powers. Powers comes off right tackle, still looking for a hold. Squeezes ahead, pushes his way past the 40-yard line. So he'll get five or six, depending on where the spot of the ball is. They're going to spot it on the 41, so they'll just give him four.
Yeah, they've been shuffling Bassett across the field. They shuffled him halfway, and then he shuffled him back. So I love the little shuffle design there out of Kennedy.
2 minutes split to the right-hand side. Bassett in the slot goes straight down the field, passes out flat to the right-hand side, and it's complete to Hill for the first down out to about the 49-yard line. It's a gain of about 12.
Yeah, and I like the Cavemen. They've changed tempo quite a bit tonight. They've done some fast. They've done some slow. I like it because it's keeping North Salem really on their heels. And the defense of North Salem obviously hasn't really been able to settle in tonight.
Trips in a triangle to the left-hand side. That's Hill, Bowen, and Bassett. Trailer alone on the right-hand side out of the shotgun. Ball on the 49-yard line. First down and 10 for the Grants Pass Cayman. There's a snap. Roach wants to throw down the right-hand side. He's got Trailer out in front of everybody. Touchdown! 51-yard pass play. So the Cayman go deep to Trailer. He ran away from everybody, and the Cayman up by two scores now.
Yeah, that's actually exactly what I was talking about at halftime. They went trips to the far side in the triangle, and the safety went over the top, and they loaded the box. So that means Phillips was manned up on Trailer on this bottom side. He ended up missing on the press coverage. He missed the bump in Trailer's face, and Trailer was wide open, and Rosette did a great job of dropping it right in the bucket.
10:47 on the clock. It's 41-28. Try for point after. Kick is up. Looks good, and it is good. It's 42-28. The Cavemen lead by two scores. We'll be back with the kickoff after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to C. Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Hey, to tell you, this third quarter brought to you by our good friends at Kelly's Automotive Service, located right here in Grants Pass and in Medford. They service your vehicle but take care of you. They're right up on Northeast 6th Street. Northeast 6th Street, ladies and gentlemen. Easy to find, easy to get to. And once again, they service your vehicle. They take care of you. We appreciate them. Thank them for their service or their sponsorship of this third period. Cavemen getting ready to kick it off. 10:47 showing on the clock. 42-28 the score. Now we'll see if the Cavemen defense can answer the call. Ball is teed up now about 10 feet to the right-hand side of the X on the 40-yard line. Leon went up to check it again. It's right. He's backstepped now about 10 yards. Sidesteps two or three times. Now he's set four times. He's set now. And the Cavemen going to the crouch. Leon addresses the football, puts his toe to it, and puts it high into the air to about the three-yard line taken there. Odom coming up the right-hand side. Or is that Singleton gets the right-hand side? Did I see a flag fly on that far side?
Yeah, you got to believe it's going to be a holding or a block in the back or something if they're throwing them from that far away.
So the ball came out to about the 31-yard line. We'll see where it ends up after everything is sorted out. So the officials are conferring now. They're going to mark it backwards from the 31.
Yeah, holding.
Holding by the Vikings. So that'll take it back to the 21. So first and 10 from the 21-yard line, their own 21-yard line for the Vikings. Let's see if the Grants Pass defense can assert itself here. Four down linemen. Two receivers left, slot left, split right. There's the snap. Pass is away. Over the center out to about the 25-yard line. That'll be a gain of about four.
Yeah, they just run. They had trips to our side. They end up just running curls across the board just for an easy little four-yard pass. Try to get late going a little bit.
All right, second down and six. Two receivers split to the left-hand side. Slot left, split right again. Out of the shotgun. Phillips is still the tailback. They hand it to Phillips. Comes to the right-hand side. Tries to turn upfield and hits... It's a slew of Cavemen, but takes them ahead for about another 9-10-yard game.
Yeah, and that was a decent job there by the Cavemen, actually stringing the play out. The North Salem offensive line is doing a good job of winning the line of scrimmage the whole evening so far and just giving Phillips enough room, but the Cavemen did a good job of pursuit there to not let it get any bigger than it needed to be.
Up the line of scrimmage, here they come. 2 minutes split the left-hand side, slot right, split right. There's the snap, past the flat, left-hand side. Goes to Odom, left-hand side, has got some running room. Gets pushed out of bounds after about a 7-yard gain.
Yeah, you can see North Salem's offense trying to change a little bit, not just be this running team. They're trying to start getting some of the quick passes, the quick screens. I think that's more just to try to keep the Cavemen off balance, not just to allow the Cavemen to load the box like I think they thought they were probably going to see.
All right, second down, about three. Ball spotted at the 42-yard line of the Vikings. For the Vikings, man in motion going right to left. There's the snap and a gift to Phillips. Comes right back up the upside. First down yardage, but he's stopped shy of the 50-yard line. He'll scoot ahead for about 8 yards to the 48-yard line.
And this is kind of the drive you want to see the Cavemen defense have on defense. You want to see them kind of make them earn it. You know, this bend don't break mantra that they keep talking about. This is what you want to see, and right here, this is where you want to be careful if you're the Cavemen defense. This is where they try to usually pop something big on you.
2 minutes split to the right-hand side. Slot right, split left. Phillips still the tailback. There's a snap to Lake. Pumps fast. Rolls to the right-hand side. Looks down the field. Wants to turn the corner himself, but is caught and dropped hard by Jordan.
I think that was Andrew Jensen. From his outside linebacker position, basically flushed Lake. Like we talked about, Lake's not a super athletic quarterback like what we've seen the last couple of weeks. So he gets out wide. He's not going to outrun you. And so Jensen did a good job of just going with him and just going to the side of the field. It was good.
I have that as his first carry tonight. He lost 3 yards on it, second and 13. Ball at their own 45-yard line. Clearing some debris off the field.
It was Lake's mouthpiece.
Ah, there it is. Brushed it off on his sleeves. That's a bad hand. Good man. 8:44, the clock. It's running. We're in the third period. You're listening to Caveman Football on KAJO, Grants Pass.
42-28 the score. Two men split the left-hand side. Slot left, split right. Back into the shotgun goes Lake. There's the snap. Pitches quickly to Phillips. Phillips is squeezes by a couple, but he'll pick up about 4 yards, maybe five, back to the 50-yard line, right to midfield. So he gets five. Even after being hit, he picked up another three more.
Yeah, and the Cayman guy, you can hear Coach Zina, the defensive coordinator, on the sidelines from up here yelling because he's telling the boys they're trying to go and meet him shoulder to shoulder. Even though Phillips is not a big dude, though how hard he runs, if you go shoulder to shoulder, he's manhandling the Cayman defense. They got to stay low, go through his hip to really tackle him and actually stop him.
He's 5'11", 185, so he's solid, strong, but he is fleet of foot and so smooth on the run. Two-man split right, slot right, deep drop by Alik. Pulls down the pass, throws to the right-hand side, thrown for a loss, back about the 38-yard line. So from the 50, that'll bring up fourth and long in their own territory, a punting situation, so the Grants Pass defense has held.
Yeah, Andrew Jensen did a good job on an outside linebacker blitz coming, forcing Lake to come back inside, and by that time, Titan Davis had gotten off the block for the sack. Huge stop for the Cayman defense.
So Hill goes back in single safety to receive. There's the snap. The kick is up high. It'll be short. Fair catch call for it. Hill just says wave it away, and it takes a Grants Pass bounce, rolls out of bounds on about the 37-yard line. Great field position. It came down between the 30 and the 35, took a Grants Pass bounce, came back out on the 37, first and 10. For the boys in blue. 6:56 on the clock. 42-28. Grants Pass leading by right now two touchdowns and with the ball in their own hands.
And I think the Cayman defense did a great job there. But honestly, I think that's more on North Salem than it is on the Cayman defense. I think they tried to get too cute there in that first drive of the second half. They kind of went away from what was working in the first half. And obviously, you got to commend the Cayman defense. That's a huge stop. But I think that North Salem tried to get a little bit too cute on themselves.
Up the line of scrimmage. Bowen and Hill go split wide to the left-hand side. Bassett in the slot left. Trader alone on the right-hand side. Out of the pistol this time with Powers the tailback. There's the snap. And the give to Powers off left tackle. It's got some running on by Locker 2. Split three through midfield. Across midfield right now. Still on his feet fighting to almost the 41-yard line.
Yeah, now the Cayman are going to go tempo with the Vikings really on their heels.
And Cayman up the line of scrimmage. Here we go. 2 minutes split right. There's a snap and the give to Powers again. Puts his head down, goes off right tackle, fights for a couple more. He'll get three or four.
It should have been a penalty. They had 12 guys on the field, and they did not get a guy off the field. That's why Rosetta went so fast. But the line judge down here was oblivious to it, didn't see it.
So second and six for the Cayman. Ball at the 36-yard line. Coming up to the six-minute mark here in the third period. Caveman football on KAJO Grants Pass. Now the Cayman looking for the side for that play to be signaled in. All right. Gives the idea to the lineman. Wideouts are already in position. Two to the left, one to the right. Slot right this time. Powers is the tailback. And there's the snap. What's the pass? Moves off the left-hand side. Looks down the field. Gets the pass away deep. Once again, he's looking for Hill. And he's got him, I think, inside the 5-yard line.
Oh, no, they're going to say he's out of bounds.
That's why.
They're going to say incomplete. He must have had his left foot maybe out of bounds as he caught it.
So he caught the ball, but the foot was out of bounds. Incomplete.
They ran what you call a rocket route where Hill fakes to go block the corner, stutter steps to block him and slips past him, and the safety got caught in that. Hill had him beat. Rosetta just led him too far towards the sidelines, even though he had the whole field to work with.
Third down and about seven for the Grants Pass Cayman. Third and six, according to the scoreboard, up the line of scrimmage. Split right, slot right. Two men split the left-hand side. Out of the pistol this time with Powers still in the backfield. Bassett slides down along the left-hand side. They give again to Powers. First down, yardage as he gets the left-hand side. Breaks free. Bell, a 10. He's going to score all the way from the 37-yard line. Powers is in.
Yeah, and that's just a, honestly, it's just a stretch play left-hand side. They did the shuffle with the Bassett. Bassett does a good job kicking out the left end. There's nobody there, and then just like the Cayman defense is struggling with Phillips, the Vikings defense now looks tired. They look gassed, and they don't have an answer for power speed once he hits that second level.
Drive for point after, 5:29 on the clock. It's 48-28, and a whistle stops the action at the snap. So offsides against the Vikings. Okay. Still going to kick it, even though it's a little closer. Everyone set? There's the snap. And kick is up and good. There it is, 49-28 the score. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back with the kickoff after this one-minute caveman timeout.
School's back, but this is the kind of math we like. Over 100 slices of pepperoni, one giant Abby's pizza feeds up to 6 hungry people. That's A-plus value, toppings to the edge. That's been the Abby's way since forever. Now go do your homework. When someone says, bring home the bacon, we know what they mean. They want Abby's legendary Bacon Bacon Cheddar Pizza, loaded with country bacon and packed with Canadian bacon. On sale now at Abby's.com. This month, bring home the bacon at family-owned Abby's.
When you hire a contractor, the last worry you should have is, are they capable enough to handle the job? A well drilling contractor is no different, especially with tough drilling conditions Southern Oregon can encompass. Clouser Drilling invests in capable machinery, tooling, and personnel equipped to handle these conditions. They operate 4 modern rotary drill rigs with capabilities from air rotary, mud rotary, and drill and drive casing advancement systems. Combine this with over 50 years and thousands of wells drilled, and worry no more. Contact Clouser Drilling or visit clouserdrilling.com.
Head Coach Kennedy wanted to establish the run tonight. 18 carries for Mr. Powers, 212 yards, 3 touchdowns. You think he's happy?
Yeah. It's impressive numbers with 5.5 minutes left still in the third quarter.
And doesn't figure in Berg or Kraler. Here comes the kick from Leon, Alejandro Leon. And the kick goes high and short to about the 8-yard line. Man picks it up there. And it's Phillips with the best football going to the right-hand side and is tripped up high in the air and fell about to the 36-yard line. He gained about the last 5 yards through the air.
Yeah, and a good job there by Berg, because if he doesn't chop Phillips there at the knees, he's gone. So great job there by Berg and the kick team to stop him.
He really had the picket fence set up for him to run behind that time. 49-48, Grants Pass leading right now, Vikings. With an offensive possession, first down and 10, ball on their own 36-yard line. All right, Lake, the quarterback. 2-man split to the left-hand side. Slot moves to the right-hand side with a single receiver to that side. There's the snap and the give to Phillips. It's a whole straight-up quick opener right up the center. Goes about to the 45-yard line. I think they're going to mark the 46. If they do, that's first down yardage. It is.
Yeah, he didn't get touched until almost the third level when a couple of Cayman were there. There was nobody in the hole there for the Cayman defense.
Coming up to the 5-minute mark here in the third period, first and 10 for the Vikings at the 46-yard line. Trips in a triangle to the left-hand side. I think that's the first time we've seen that from them. Single receiver to the right. No slot this time. There's the snap, and the drops back. Lake wants to throw. Throwing deep. He's got Singleton out there. It's out. He's caught it at a 5-10 touchdown from the 46-yard line. 54-yard touchdown pass from Lake. So that quickly, they come right back with their favorite receiver, Braxton Singleton.
And I think the Cayman defense just got caught with their eyes in the backfield. And by the time it was too late, Singleton is just, he's too fast and too big. And you give him one step, he's gone.
Try for point after. And it's 49-34. Kick is up. Looks good. It is good. So it's 49-35, 4:45 left to play here in the third period. We'll be back with a kickoff after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
From the woods to the fields to the gridiron, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for Friday night kickoff with the Caveman.
Getting ready for the kickoff for from the Wolverines to the Grants Pass Caveman.
Yeah, the problem where I was just watching while you're on the timeout, Deshaun Stinson, the starting center, something happened on the PAT and he's down. I'm not sure if it's just a cramp or not, but with the Caveman getting the ball back, I don't know who. We haven't had this problem yet this year. I'm not sure who goes to center for the Caveman, especially already being down a right tackle of this game.
Ben Turner's listed in the two deep. Number 56. So we'll see. 4:45 showing on the clock here in the third period. Vikings getting ready to kick off. Cut the margin to two touchdowns now. 14-point lead for the Cavemen. And football coming back to him. Kickoff coming short left-hand side. Bounces about on the 16-yard line. Picked up there. I believe by Powers or coming down the left-hand sideline. Was that Ely?
Yeah, that's Bronx Ely again. For him being a sophomore, I really like his speed to add to this group for next year. I mean, I know he's playing right now, but you'll see him a lot next year in the wide receiver core for the Cavemen. And you could see him some more this year, too.
Didn't he set records in track or certainly carried the track team, I think, this year?
Yeah, he's very quick.
49-35.
Yeah, and again, the Cavemen start with great field position. I don't think, aside from one possession, I think the Cavemen has started past the 30-yard line each possession so far tonight.
All right, first and 10 on their own 38-yard line. Long huddle. Cavemen break out of that.
Looks like number 71 is at center. Cannon Clark.
Send Bowen and Hill to the right-hand side. Trailer Lone to the left-hand side. No slot back this time. End in tight on the right on the unbalanced line. There's the snap. Pass the flat. It's complete to Hill. Hill spins and tries to get ahead. He's hit almost immediately. It'll be a gain of about six.
Yeah, just all hook routes across the board, and Rosetta just picks the matchup where there's nobody there, which the safety was over the top of Hill, and there's nobody there. Oh, now we got Stinson coming back in, so everybody rotates back around. Clark moves back to his right tackle position.
49-35. Score, Caveman. Second down on about five. Split right. Two men split the left-hand side. Slot left. There's the snap. Turn. They give to Seth Powers or Berg?
That was Berg.
That's Berg this time. Gets across the 45. He'll pick up a yard or two. So Berg stays in. Trailer alone to the right-hand side. Caveman back up on the line of scrimmage quickly as Hill comes to the right-hand side. We've got two receivers on each side this time out of the shotgun. Now everybody turns and up the line of scrimmage. Then they turn back, look to the sidelines. Are we changing the play? We are. Shares that information. Berg comes around to the right shoulder this time of Rosetta. Rosetta wants to throw out of the pocket left-hand side. Pulls it down himself. Flips the left-hand side, throws the ball out of bounds, incomplete.
Yeah, ran a little RPO there, got Rosetta out of the pocket. I think it's going to bring up a punt for the Cavemen for the first time tonight. since they're on their side of the field.
On their side of the field, fourth down on about three. Yeah, let's punt it away. 3:11 showing on the clock. Put a bit more pressure on the Grants Pass defense this time. Holding onto a two-score lead, as prolific as the offense has been for the Vikings, they could erase that quickly. They put Phillips back in single safety. As Leon puts his toe to it, gets a punt high in the air, long hang time, and a fair catch called for and fielded on about the 23-yard line. So first down and 10 from the 23 for the Vikings. Change of personnel on the field. First down and 10 with a little over 3 minutes left here in the third period. You're listening to Caveman Football on KAJO Grants Pass.
Yeah, another big moment for both teams. Caveman defense needs to stop here to kind of help their offense, who kind of sputtered there at the end. And North Salem needs to kind of build off of that last big drive to try to get back within striking distance.
2 men split the left-hand side, slot right, split right. There's the snap. Pass from the flat, right-hand side. It's
incomplete.
Incomplete.
Yeah, they tried to throw a slant to the single receiver side on the top, but Lake just missed behind him, and the guy wasn't able to bring it in to create a second down and 10.
Inside of 3 minutes, it's clock stopped on the incomplete pass. Two receivers left-hand side, one to the right-hand side, slot right. Came in, put that four-man front down there. Now they'll move the slot to the left-hand side. Turn, give the ball to Phillips, coming to the left-hand side, tries to cut back up the field, and the Cavemen meet him at the 28-yard line and push him back and get him to the 28, 29-yard line. So there'll be a gain of about five.
Yeah, that's a good job there by the Cavemen defense guys, stringing him out. Just their standard stretch play they've been running all night and letting Phillips just kind of choose where he's going to cut. And the Cavemen defense did a good job of pursuit of just closing all the gaps to cut through until Phillips had no more room left and he finally had to cut the field.
Two receivers split to the right-hand side, slot right, split left. Out of the pistol this time, and there's the snap. Past the flat left-hand side for Singleton. Singleton is hit immediately and tries to fight for the first down. I'm not sure he got it. We'll have to wait for the officials.
Yeah, and Hill was right there. Hill, I thought he was going to jump the route and get the interception, but as he's coming through the ball, it's almost like he missed, and Singleton just went up and got it with his height advantage.
First down was good. At the line of scrimmage, there's a snap pitch right-hand side to Phillips. Phillips has a block in front of him, gets to the secondary. Close to first down yardage as he gets out to about the 42-yard line. He'll be short. Gain of about eight.
And Phillips's first and second steps are a little bit slower than they used to be. You can tell he's starting to wear. He's getting tired. He's got his hands on his hips when he gets up. He's starting to get a little bit slower and a little bit tired for the Vikings.
Second and two. They'll realign this formation. One man's split in each direction. Man comes in motion to the right-hand side. They'll flip it on the fly sweep, and they give it to the man. Gets first down yardage out to about the 45. Still fights on his feet, and Caveman will not bring him down. He's still carrying a crowd with him. Ball goes down to the 48-yard line. He picked up an extra 8 yards with Caveman all around him.
Yeah, some of the Caveman almost stopped, and the offensive line for the Vikings did a good job of getting behind him and pushing the whole pile. Caveman are going to call a timeout.
So timeout on the field, 57.3 seconds left here in the third period. It's 49-35. We'll be back after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week. We make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned
hard-earned savings. With four locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Back to action then quickly past the flat right-hand side. It goes to number one. They're fleeted Phillips, and he's on his feet. Nobody in front of him. He'll take it all the way and score from the 47-yard line. A 47-yard pass play, and it's down to one touchdown.
Yeah, and all they did was that little swing screen pass where they just shift Phillips out to the side. And basically, just it's a glorified toss play, but it's a screen the whole way, and there was no caveman anywhere to be found.
49-41, and time for the try for point after. It's down to a one-touchdown game here as we get into the closing seconds of the third period. Kick is up, and good. 49-42, the score. 47 seconds left here in the third period. We'll be back right after this one-minute Cape Man timeout.
Did you know that you can provide shelter, hope, and healing just by sipping coffee? This is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. The Gospel Rescue Mission in Grants Pass now has Homeless Joe Coffee. Each bag comes with a success story accessed by a QR code, and it may cause excessive goodwill. You can purchase Homeless Joe Coffee at the Second Chance Thrift Store, Tailholt Coffee, or at Kelly's. Help us brew hope one cup at a time. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Welcome back. Last 47 seconds on the clock here in the third period. And it looks like we've got, what, Ely and Traylor again back deep, back on the five-yard line. Waiting to receive the kick from Dario Martinez of the Vikings. A lot of points on the board tonight, folks. And there's the kick. Goes left-hand side to the 10-yard line, taken by Ely. Cuts back up across the 20, 25. Cuts the right-hand side back up the middle. Gets out to about the 26, 27-yard line. First down and 10 from their own 27 for Grants Pass. Almost 100 points on the board.
Yeah, you got a penalty in the middle of the field. I'm trying to figure out what it would be where it was.
Flag is on the 36-yard line.
Shot block
against Grants Pass. So that will move the ball back to the 16-yard line?
Yeah, 16 or 17, something like that.
17-yard line, 40 seconds left here in the third period. 2 minutes split to the right-hand side, one to the left-hand side. Let's see what the Cavemen come up with here to end up this third quarter. There's the snap. They give to Powers, left-hand side, breaks through on the left-hand side, has some running room, gets out to about the 30-yard line, still on his feet at the 37, to the 40-yard line, cuts back up across the 45, across the 50-yard line. Went one man to break free across the 40, down to about the 37-yard line.
Yeah, you're also going to have a defensive lineman for North Salem down back here. But what a run by Powers. Just your both teams are just running stretch plays left, stretch plays right. They're not doing anything fancy. And there, I bet you, Powers broke about four or five tackles by himself on the way to a huge run.
Yeah.
I don't even believe the number of yards we're putting down on this thing. It's just incredible tonight. The Viking that was down on the field is up and off the field that pretty quickly. Down to 26 seconds here. It's first down and 10 for Grants Pass from the 37-yard line of the Vikings.
Yeah, the Caymen aren't going to run another play this quarter.
Let that one run down. The Caymen will move into the fourth quarter with a one-touchdown lead, 49-42. That's end of the third quarter, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. Fourth quarter going to be brought to you by Abby's Pizza, home of great pizza on Beacon Drive and on the Williams Highway. Give them a call at 541-476-2133 and have your favorite pizza delivered. They'll have it there before the end of the game. Bacon, bacon, cheddar's on sale right now, $26.99. There you go. We'll be right back after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Savings and service is available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Si Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome to the fourth quarter brought to you by Abby's Pizza. Cavemen have the football. 2 men split the right-hand side, slot right, split left. First down and 10 from the 37-yard line of the Vikings. And the pistol for Rosetta. Then turns, stops, and looks at the right-hand side of the field for him. Saying, Coach, send me some messages. He does. Shared with everyone. Still in the pistol, same formation. There's the snap, and they give quickly right-hand side to Powers. Powers puts his head down, is hit 3 times, still on his feet, finally spun down, and the flag goes down. And we've got a Viking down on the field again.
I'll say, it should be a face mask on the defense for North Salem. Powers' head as he cut back across the field, yanked hard to the left-hand side.
That's what they're signaling, too. This should put Grants Pass close to the red zone. So that'll take the ball down to the 23-yard line. First and 10 from the Vikings, 23 for the Grants Pass. Cavemen leading by a touchdown, 49-42. They could use this one. Two-man split to the right-hand side. That's Bowen and Hill. Bassett in the slot right-hand side. Traylor alone on the left-hand side. Powers remains the tailback to the left shoulder of... Past the flat, right-hand side. It's complete to Brevin. Gets across the 20-yard line down to about the 18.
I was going to say, it should have been another face mask, and here it comes as Hill's going to the ground. His helmet inked to the left as well. And it should be another personal foul face mask, which would be half the distance for the Cavemen. And there's another North Salem Viking down. Yep.
Okay, from the 23, they've got the ball to the 17.
That would be about the first and goal for the Cavemen.
So we still got the man down, and it's a Viking. 11:15 showing on the clock here. We're in the fourth period. He's up now, walking off the field under his own power, just a slight limp, probably a cramp. And as soon as he clears the field, we'll get right back to action. Ball is
on the 8-yard line, first and goal. 2 men split to the left-hand side, slot left, split right. The ball's on the right hash mark. Powers is the tailback. He's only got 3 touchdowns so far.
Yeah, well, they should give – this should be a heavy dose of power for the next 3 plays, I would imagine.
Bassett goes in motion. They give it to Powers. Follows Bassett around the right-hand corner and sneaks into the end zone almost untouched. So Powers from the 8-yard line gets his 4th touchdown of the night. Well over 200 yards. And the Cavemen go up by 2 touchdowns again. It's 55-42. I'm running out of ink and space.
I'm out of room for the Cavemen, that is.
Want another sheet? Do you need another sheet?
Oh, no, I'll go on the back.
Out of the hole to Brevik. Mr. Leon will try to put this one through for one more point. There's the snap, and the kick is up, and it looks good, and it is good. 56-42 the score, 11:10 left to play in the football game. We'll be back after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
School's back, but this is the kind of math we like. Over 100 slices of pepperoni, one giant Abby's pizza feeds up to 6 hungry people. That's A-plus value, toppings to the edge. That's been the Abby's way since forever. Now go do your homework. When someone says, bring home the bacon, we know what they mean. They want Abby's legendary Bacon Bacon Cheddar Pizza, loaded with country bacon and packed with Canadian bacon. On sale now at Abby's.com. This month, bring home the bacon at family-owned Abby's.
When you hire a contractor, the last worry you should have is, are they capable enough to handle the job? A well drilling contractor is no different, especially with tough drilling conditions Southern Oregon can encompass. Clouser Drilling invests in capable machinery, tooling, and personnel equipped to handle these conditions. They operate 4 modern rotary drill rigs with capabilities from air rotary, mud rotary, and drill and drive casing advancement systems. Combine this with over 50 years and thousands of wells drilled, and worry no more. Contact Clouser Drilling or visit clouserdrilling.com.
56-42 the score, ladies and gentlemen, as the Cavemen getting ready to kick this one off.
Wow. There's still 11 minutes left.
I'm not sure I've ever seen this many points on a scoreboard before. I don't remember it.
I've seen it, but not with this much time left in the fourth quarter still. This is usually like one of those final scores you see. This has been an offensive showcase for sure.
All right, this time the ball is teed up on the right hash mark for Mr. Leon. Ball's marked for play. Caveman crouched. Leon moves. The kick is kind of squibbed up to the left-hand side. Man falls down on the 40-yard line. First down and 10 for the...
See, I actually love that kick. A little pooch kick up in the air. Kicking it away from their 2 athletes. They've been returning it there to at least a 35, almost breaking a couple. So I love that, or pooch kick that Coach Kennedy just called.
56-42. Now let's see if the Vikings have an answer for this one. They look to the sideline. They have their instructions. One man is split to the right-hand side. 2 men to the left-hand side, slot left. Lake, the quarterback, and the tailback is still Phillips. There's the snap, and they give to Phillips. Little juke comes to the right-hand side, scoots up the field, tries to find a little hole, but is hit and upended and then taken to the ground after about a 4 or 5 yard gain. See where we're going to mark the football. About a 4 yard gain this time. That's his 20th carry, and he's only got 199 yards.
Yeah, and the Cavemen here just need to not get beat deep. This is where you truly want to make North Salem earn whatever points they may or may not get here. You cannot get beat deep. You can't give up a huge play here early in the downs.
2nd and 6. Here we go up the line of scrimmage. 2 men split the left-hand side, slot right. Man wants to throw, passes away down the left-hand side, and it's incomplete.
Yeah, that was intended for Singleton. The first time tonight we haven't actually seen him go deep. He came back on more of a deep curl route, and he tried to run before catching the football and ended up dropping it.
10:27. Clock is stopped on the incomplete pass. 56-42. It is 3rd down and a long 6. All right, the Vikings move into their formation. 2 men split to the left-hand side, 1 to the right-hand side, slot right. All right, Lake has his instructions. Out of the pistol this time. Lake takes the snap. Deep drop. Looks to the left-hand side. Heavy pressure. Little screen pass there, right up the center. It's complete. Man out to the 50-yard line. Still on his feet. And a flag flies. Right at the line of scrimmage. Or right at the 50-yard line. Ball, or the flag fell to the 48.
Might be in the area of like a holding type call, because that's where all the linemen were for the screen pass. Oh, no. Huh? It's going to be a face mask on the cable.
All right. Well, that will move the football to deep into caveman territory. They'll spot it off to the...
Oh, they're just going to give it a 5-yarder. Somebody must have just hit him in the head rather than actually pulled the face mask.
Ball goes to the 43, but it's a first down. First and 10 from the 43-yard line. Split right, slot right. 2 men split to the left-hand side. Lake is the quarterback at 6'3". Takes a snap again, looks left-hand side, wants to throw. Throwing deep down the left-hand side. Has a man there, and it is broken up by Hill. What a great defensive play.
Yeah, great job by Hill. They tried to go with the deep post route for Singleton, and Hill did a good job of just staying at his hip. And then right as the ball came down, he jumped over Singleton's back shoulder and just knocked the ball away.
Second down and 10. Ball at the 43-yard line still. Clock stopped at the 10-11 mark on the incomplete pass. Game formerly known as the Civil War tomorrow on this radio station. Pitch left-hand side to Phillips. He's got a lot of blockers in front of him. Tries to scoot ahead, but the cavemen eat up those blockers and hold him to a short gain for him. They'll walk him down on about on the 36-yard line. That'll be a gain of about 6.
Yeah, and that was just a standard toss play. Came in and did a good job again of just stringing it out. The Cavemen are doing a better job in the second half of not letting him cut back against the grain and kind of just letting him just keep running towards the sidelines.
3 minutes split to the right-hand side. Man comes in motion. He'll pitch it to the fly coming around the right-hand side. Fly sweep. The Cavemen are there. See if he can turn the corner. He's pushed out of bounds on about the 33-yard line. So that'll be close to first down yardage. Lineman had to get out of the way, so we'll have to see where the ball falls.
It's going to be just short. It's going to be fourth down and maybe a yard.
Fourth and about a yard.
This is a big first or a big fourth down here for both teams. Came and get a stop, but could score. You could pretty much put the game away. Obviously, North Salem gets the first down. Kind of keep your hopes alive.
9:28 on the clock. It stopped. Up the line of scrimmage now. Split right, slot right. 2 men split to the left-hand side. There's the snap and the give to Phillips straight up the center of the field. And his first down yardage, but he'll get stopped about the 31-yard line.
That's the most pressure the Cavemen defense has gotten tonight, though. Did a good job of really making the Vikings earn that one, and he barely got the 2 yards he needed for the first down.
So first and 10, ball goes to the 31-yard line. A lot of tired football players out there right now. Both sides. 2 men split to the right-hand side. 1 to the left-hand side, slot left. Vikings on the drive, ball at the 31-yard line of Grant's Pass. There's the snap. Pass the flat, right-hand side. It's complete, but the man is hit almost immediately and thrown back. He'll get about 3 or 4 yards. Number 12 was the receiver. They've got to make about 3 yards out of that one. And once again, the receiver gets up limping again, and he comes off the field. Didn't take much time. 8:39 on the clock. Somebody's saying, wind the clock. So second down, 6 for North Salem. 1 man splits to the right-hand side, trips the left-hand side. There's a snap of the pitch left-hand side to Phillips. Phillips looking for some running room. Finds none. I don't think he made it. He may have lost a yard on this one.
Yeah, great job there by Stinson and Parker Howe teaming up for the tackle there for basically no gain. Really the first time the Caveman defense has really shown some life tonight and really been pushing back. I think we're starting to really see the tiredness of the North Salem offensive line, and the drive from the Caveman defensive line is starting to be more impressive as we get deeper here in this fourth.
Clock is running. It's a 7:50 mark. It's 56-42. Vikings driving here. Third down on about six. Split right. Trips to left-hand side. There's a snap. Wants to throw. Wants to go deep down the left-hand side, and it is incomplete. Overthrown the receiver. Hill had a shot at it. Just couldn't get quite high enough for it.
Yeah, I thought they were going to hit Singleton. It looked like he was open on his curl route, but they tried to go with the corner route, and Hill and Traylor were both over the top of it, and Hill just jumped maybe a tad early, but great defense by both of them to stay over the top of the play there.
Fourth down. Fourth down on about six. Ball on the 27-yard line. So it's got to be fourth down territory for the Vikings right now. They've got one man split to the right-hand side. Had him milling around behind the line of scrimmage. Now slot right, two-man split to the left-hand side. Phillips is, of course, the tailback. Lake takes a snap. Wants to throw again. Looking for the quarter again, left-hand side, and thrown well behind everybody. That's fourth down. Grant's pass takes over. First down and 10 from their own 27-yard line. And the Cravemen have held. Good sign. They lead by two touchdowns now, 42-56, and they have the football.
Yeah, and I think that was a miscommunication, I think, from the sophomore quarterback. Singleton was just running a go route and was just trying to get deep. And I think that Lake thought he was going to turn on like a deep comeback route, and he didn't. And good turnover on downs there for the Cavemen to force. And now the Cavemen really need points here. You get points here, you've almost put this game out of reach.
All right, Rosetta just arrived at the huddle. A team breaks out. They're going to send two receivers to the right-hand side. That's Traylor and Brevik to the left-hand side. Two to the right-hand side.
Got Berg in the backfield this round.
Berg has come on in relief of Powers. There's a snap, and they give to Berg. Cuts right up the center of the field. Just bulls his way ahead. He'll pick up about three. He'll get to about to the 29. So two initially.
And I think this is where you'll see Coach Candy really slow the tempo down. You'll see a lot more huddling with the Rosetta, with his linemen, and we'll really see them try to milk the clock here and take put together a 4 or 5 minute drive.
Take as much time off the clock as you can and then still score.
Yep.
Traitor to the left-hand side all alone. Two men split to the right-hand side, slot right. The slot is Bassett. Out of the pistol this time, Berg the tailback. Bassett slides along, and they give to Berg. Finds a hole on the left-hand side, squirts ahead quickly, close to first down yardage out to about the 35-yard line. So he gets about six more.
And yeah, now the Cavemen are hustling right back to the line of scrimmage.
Moving quick. Split left, slot right. Two men split to the right-hand side. Now they stop and turn and look at the sidelines. They have their information. Out of the pistol this time. There's a snap and the give to Berg. Comes off right tackle this time. Dives ahead. First down yardage. So he'll get two this time.
Yeah, that's a huge first down for the Cavemen offense. Drains about a minute off the clock alone right there. Now you can really start. You're getting towards midfield. Now you can really start to open the playbook a little bit. But you're going to see a lot of running plays. But it allows you some freedom to go left and right.
About 36 yards on eight carries for Berg so far. Inside of the six-minute mark, down to about 5:45. No rush for the Cavemen. Leading by two touchdowns, 5:40 to play in the contest. Traylor split to the left-hand side, slot left. Two men split to the right-hand side this time. Ball about in the middle of the field. There's the snap. Pass the flat, right-hand side. It's complete. And dives ahead, gets scoots across the 40 to about the 42.
Yeah, and the key thing there, even though it was a quick bubble screen to Hill, he stayed in bounds, did a good job staying in bounds, and keeps this clock running, now nearing 5 minutes left in the fourth.
Clock is running at the five-minute mark. Came in looking at the sidelines. Have it second down on about six from the 41-yard line. Up the line of scrimmage. Here we go. 2 minutes, split the left-hand side, slot right, split right. There's the snap and the give to Berg. Cuts it around the right-hand side, turns the corner along the sideline, gets close to first down yardage. It'll depend on the spot. He went out of bounds. I think he got it. About 7 yards, and he's got the first down.
I think they're going to mark him just short.
Oh, just short. Yeah, they were moving it at once. Okay. Oh, golly, he's got 6 inches to go.
They're going to have to measure this one. Oh, no, it's going to be a first down.
Okay.
They can't make up their minds.
So first down and 10, ball now at their own 47-yard line for the Cavemen. Ball spotted at the, or clock stopped at the 44-36 mark. Cavemen still up by two touchdowns, 56-42. Two men split the left-hand side. Slot right, split right. Ball on the right hash mark. There's the snap. And now they give to the tailback, puts his head down. Doesn't get very much, maybe a yard, a half a yard. They'll move him out to about the 48-yard line. It'll be second and nine.
Yeah, because this is where North Salem's going to start selling out. They're going to start blitzing. So it's extremely important for these handoffs between Rosetta and Berg that Berg goes to the football with two hands and continues to hold it with two hands, because North Salem's going to do anything and everything they can to try to strip this football every play until the play is blown dead.
Second and nine. Ball at the 48-yard line of Grant's Pass. Down to the 3:33 mark. Clark continues to run. Bowen and Hill come split wide to the right-hand side. Trailer alone to the right-hand side. Bassett comes to the left-hand side in the slot. And a whistle stops the action. We have it. I'm not sure why.
Well, it's a delay of game.
Ah.
Rosetta never saw his hand.
Caveman took too long. So now it's going to be second and 14.
Yeah, they need to get the play to Rosetta faster, and then Rosetta needs to do a better job of getting to the line of scrimmage and then seeing when the hand goes up in the air. Because they were still walking to the line of scrimmage. That's a good learning. I mean, closing out games is not easy. And so learning this now will only help them as they try to, you know, make a playoff run deep in this year.
Coming down to the three-minute mark, up by two touchdowns, 2 minutes split to the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side. And Bassett in the slot, left-hand side. Ball in the middle of the field, out of the pistol this time for Rosetta. Berg remains the tailback. There's the snap, and the give to Berg. Off left tackle, has a hole. First down yardage, almost broke free. Not first down yardage, right to the first down. I think he's got it. About a 15-yard scamper, that's quickly, and he does have the first down.
Yeah, what a great job by the offensive line, creating a huge hole for Berg, and Berg hit that hole very quickly and didn't get touched until about 12 yards down the field. By then it was too late for the huge first down. Now this clock is really in Grant's Pass's favor with 2.5 left.
Once again, Bowen and Hill go to the right-hand side. Trailer alone to the left-hand side. Berg remains in. Rosetta remains in. Bassett's getting a little breather. There's the snap and the give to Berg again. Finds a little hold. Spins across the 40. Still on his feet. A whistle was a little premature. But I think they're going to stop him on the 40-yard line. Gain it two.
Timeout, North Salem.
So a timeout on the field. A look at the scoreboard with a minute 50 to play. The Cavemen lead by two touchdowns, 56-42. We'll be back right after this 1 minute Cavemen timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
From the woods to the fields to the gridiron, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for Friday night kickoff with the Caveman.
Second down and 8 for the Grants Pass Caveman. Ball on the 40-yard line of the Vikings. Two men split to the right-hand side. Slot right, split left. Rosetta still at quarterback. Berg in relief of Powers at the tailback position, giving Powers a little breather after well-earned effort tonight. There's a snap and a give to Berg. Berg eludes one tackle, scoots to the right-hand side. Flag comes down on the backfield as Berg pushes his way out to almost the 35-yard line.
Yeah, it's going to be a holding, though, on the Caveman offensive line.
So this will come back. A minute 43 on the clock. With the flag, the clock is stopped. So that'll bring the ball back to about midfield. Right to the 50-yard line. So it's going to be second down and 20. Almost 20. Caveman looked at the sideline. Up to the line of scrimmage. Two men split the left-hand side. One to the right. One first down will do it. Rosetta checks, takes a snap, had to give to Berg. Berg, little sidestep, juggles ahead, gets almost to the 45-yard line. He'll get another three.
Another timeout by North Salem.
And another timeout by North Salem. Stops the clock at a minute 35, 56-42 the score. We'll be back after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week. We make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents? Non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Welcome back, everyone. 56-42. It's third and about 14 for the Grants Pass Caveman. Ball spotted on the 46-yard line of the Vikings. Big third down play here. 2 men split to the right-hand side, slot right, split left. Rosetta at quarterback. And is it still Berg? Oh, and the Vikings jumped right off sides. Had the blitz coming, and that'll make it third and 9.
Yeah, and what that does, it opens up the playbook a little bit for Coach Kennedy. I would imagine we see a pass play here to try to get the first down, but you probably have one target. It's probably 100% yes or no. It could be Traylor here. He's got one-on-one on the bottom side.
Berg still the tailback out of the pistol this time. And rolling to the right-hand side. Rosetta just slid down.
I think he was supposed to be hard count, and I think Stinson snapped it. So I don't think Rosetta or any of the players even had a play called.
So the ball goes back to the 45-yard line.
Well, with a minute and a half left, now North Salem has zero timeouts left. I would imagine the Caymen go for it here. You don't. Nothing's really hurt if you don't get it. They still have to score twice with a minute and a half and no timeout. So I would imagine the Caymen try to take a shot and see what they can do.
Well, each team huddled around its each head coach. Want to remind you that the little all game formerly known as Civil War happens tomorrow on the radio station. It's Oregon and Oregon State at Autzen Stadium. You can hear that game live right here on this radio station. Kickoff is at noon. That means it's a 10 o'clock pregame. Hope you'll join us for that. Go Ducks, go Beavers. Hey, you can't lose on this one. Caymen up the line of scrimmage. They've got two men to split to the left-hand side. Slot left, split right. Out of the shotgun this time, Rosetta has Berg to his right shoulder. There's a snap. Two-step drop. Wants to throw. Going down the right-hand side for Traylor. Traylor slows down and incomplete.
Yeah, Rosetta had the right read. He had man coverage on the top with Traylor, but didn't give Traylor a chance and threw the ball out of bounds, essentially. On a fourth down like that, Rosetta will look at the film and learn from this. He's got to give it either a chance inside or, which what Kenny's telling him, is the linebacker kind of flew this way, so he had the guy on the trip side on the inside open on this backside as well. So, but that's stuff, you know, even as a high school kid, you got to learn from it. And
spoken like a former quarterback. You suppose?
Yeah.
So first down and 10 for the Vikings. They have the ball on their own 45-yard line. They'll split one man to the right, slot right. Two men split to the left-hand side. Lake still a quarterback and wants to throw to the flat on the left-hand side. Man goes down, incomplete.
Yeah, that ball was also thrown behind the receiver up top. Lake is just having a tough time hitting his receivers in stride.
So in the incomplete pass, it's 1:18 left to play. So they're moving some people around. But we've got two receivers at the right-hand side, one to the left-hand side, and the slot on the right-hand side. Ball in the middle of the field. There's the snap, and once again, wants to throw. Throws over the center, and it's complete to about to the 48-yard line. But the man is hit and thrown back there.
Yeah, and a great job by Dungy.
Game to gain a three.
Yeah, tackling him right as he catches the football. And with no timeouts left, the clock is just ticking, and it's the Vikings' worst enemy right now.
Inside of a minute to play. Two men split to the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side, slot right. There's the snap. The pass is away, and it is deflected, incomplete. Bounced in and out of the hands of Ty Dungy.
Man,
he'll have dreams about that.
Oh, he was seeing the end zone on that one. If that ball's thrown a yard closer to him, that's a pick six.
Yeah,
he did a good job getting his hand on it and knocking it down. And what a great read by him. But, man, that's about a yard away from being a pick six for him.
Brings up fourth down on about seven, ball on the 48-yard line. Clock stopped at 50.7 ticks left. Trips to left-hand side, single receiver to the right. So you got to go for the downs this time. Blakes looks left and right, keeps up. Throwing over the center, and it's complete to about the 45-yard line, but the man's hit and dropped immediately. So that's good for the first down, so it's a gain of seven.
Yeah, that's a great job by the Caymen. A first down there doesn't hurt you. The clock's going to wind as soon as the ball's set.
43 seconds. One, two receivers to the right, one to the left-hand side. One more snap. There's the snap. Wants to throw again. Heavy pressure. Rolls to the right-hand side. Looks down the field. Gets the pass away. It's thrown up for grabs. And intercepted by the Grants pass. Came in and the man takes a knee. Is that Hill? That's yep. Brevik Hill again. Got it. Went right down. Put the ball between his knees.
Yep. Now the Caymen are one knee away from getting out of here with
Boyger,
the
2-1. Oh, wow. What a game.
Yeah, that's honest. That's a great job by the Caymen defense. I know they gave up a first down there earlier, But they're playing essentially a prevent defense. Don't get beat deep. And there, Lake did a good job of rolling out. But the Cayman defense had Bassett and
Hill. There were three defenders there, yeah.
And they had a whole bunch of guys deep. We're having a meeting with the coaches, I'm assuming.
Oh, golly. All right. So.
Somebody's feelings got hurt again.
We'll take a 30-second timeout. We'll be back after this half-minute timeout for the Grants Pass Cape.
Did you know that you can provide shelter, hope, and healing just by sipping coffee? This is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. The Gospel Rescue Mission in Grants Pass now has Homeless Joe Coffee. Each bag comes with a success story accessed by a QR code, and it may cause excessive goodwill. You can purchase Homeless Joe Coffee at the Second Chance Thrift Store, Tailholt Coffee, or at Kelly's. Help us brew hope one cup at a time. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Welcome back, everyone. All right, I think we've finished off with the shame on you conferences. Shame on you. Don't do that again. So first out of 10 to go for the Grants Pass Cavemen from their own 7-yard line. They'll take a knee, and the clock will start with 27 seconds left in the contest. And we'll run down what's happened for you. If I can ever get these totals. My goodness. So here come the Vikings. Staring at their first loss of the season, they'll go to 2-1. Grants Pass will be 2-1. So the Cayman in the victory formation. And there's the knee. Clock is running. Nobody could stop it. That's the ball game, ladies and gentlemen. Final score, 56-42, the final score. We'll be back and recap it all for you folks right after this 1-minute Caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza, and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
School's back, but this is the kind of math we like. Over 100 slices of pepperoni, one giant Abby's pizza feeds up to 6 hungry people. That's A-plus value, toppings to the edge. That's been the Abby's way since forever. Now go do your homework. When someone says, bring home the bacon, we know what they mean. They want Abby's legendary Bacon Bacon Cheddar Pizza, loaded with country bacon and packed with Canadian bacon. On sale now at Abby's.com. This month, bring home the bacon at family-owned Abby's.
Welcome back, everyone. Abby's brought you the fourth quarter. Give them a call at 541-476-2133 or just stop by and take a pizza home with you. Student body is gathered right now on the center of the field right now with the American flag right in the middle of it on the big white and blue GP signal. The football team is back down on the 7-yard line, huddled around with their coaches here, and they'll be blending here momentarily. But in the meantime, we want to run down some scoring for you. What do we have in the second half, Zach?
All right, well, to start the second half scoring, and with 10:47 left in the third, there was a 51-yard touchdown pass to Traylor from Rosetta. PAT was good from Leon to make it 42-28, Cavemen. And then with 5:29 left in the third. There was a 37-yard touchdown run by Powers. PAT was good to make it 49-28, Cavemen. Then with 4:45 left in the third, a 54-yard pass from the Vikings. PAT was good to make it 49-35. Then with 47 seconds left, there was another 48-yard pass from the Vikings. PAT was good to make it 49-42. And then with 11:10 left in the fourth, the Cavemen answer with another 8-yard touchdown run from Powers. PAT was good from Lyon to make it 56-42, and that is your final.
All right, let's run down the individual numbers that we have. We're just going to run down the Grants Pass numbers, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, Jordan Rosette, I have him 13 of 25 for 283 yards and 3 touchdowns or 4? Something like that. At any rate, he had a pretty good night. His favorite receiver is still Brevik Hill, 8 catches and 92 yards. Jameson Traylor had 3 catches for 96 yards and 2 touchdowns. Let's see, Cameron Bowen had 2 catches for 33 yards. Nate Bassett had 1 catch for about 17 yards. Weston Berg had 13 carries, 62 yards. And Trayton Powers had 20 carries. Are you ready? 258 yards and 4 touchdowns. And he said out last about half of the fourth quarter, yeah, well-earned, Russ. Great job, Mr. Powers there. All right, those are the individual numbers that we're going to run down for you, ladies and gentlemen. Been a long game, and it's late. You're listening to KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. We'll talk about the player of the game when we come back, courtesy of our good friends at Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
When you hire a contractor, the last worry you should have is, are they capable enough to handle the job? A well drilling contractor is no different, especially with tough drilling conditions Southern Oregon can encompass. Clouser Drilling invests in capable machinery, tooling, and personnel equipped to handle these conditions. They operate 4 modern rotary drill rigs with capabilities from air rotary, mud rotary, and drill and drive casing advancement systems. Combine this with over 50 years and thousands of wells drilled, and worry no more. Contact Clouser Drilling or visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Tonight's player of the game, we'll talk about the player of the game here. And boy, there could be a lot of players of the games here. Certainly now Rosetta, Powers, Berg, Hill, Traylor, all joined in on defensively. Got to throw in Nate Bassett in there also. Just lots and lots of different names, but there was one that stood out, and we'll tell you about that when we come back right after this from Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Well, I don't think there's any mystery about our player of the game tonight. Once again, it's 20 carries, 258 yards, and 4 touchdowns. Couldn't be anybody else but Trayton Powers, who likes hunting and fishing, and he hunted and fished tonight and got a couple of strikes out there. So his meat freezer is certainly full tonight. That's basically what we have for you tonight. We want to remind you that coming up tomorrow is these game formerly known as the Civil War, as Oregon State invades Autzen Stadium to take on the Oregon Ducks. That gets underway at noon tomorrow. Pre-game gets underway at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Next week, we'll be on the road as we travel to South Salem, who's playing South Medford tonight. We don't have that score for you at this point. Take a deep breath, Zach. A lot of points on the board tonight.
Yeah, a lot of points on the board, I think. What a great answer back for the Cavemen after last week, you know, getting to come home. I mean, frankly, this was quite a show that the hometown crowd got tonight, you know, 98 points later. You know, it's 10 o'clock at night. It's a great show. You know, interesting to see what the rest of the scores from the league kind of pan out. But, I mean, this is the Cavemen offense we knew we would see and we expected to see. Now they get the Cavemen defense to match up with it and just wrap up and tackle. And this Cavemen football team is going to be fun to watch, I promise you.
Oh, no doubt about it. Explosive seems to be the key word this year, and they exploded tonight for 56 points. and get win number two. Once again, they'll go to 2-1 on the season, and they'll bring the Wolverines down to 2-1 on the season. So that's where we stand, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank you very much for joining us tonight. For Aaron Stone, Staffing Radio Control, Executive Producer is Brian Deonte. Color commentary, Zach Morgan. I'm Chuck Benson reminding you the final score tonight, 56 for the Grants Pass Cavemen. And good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Caveman Football on KAJO. Please thank the fine sponsors who've made this presentation possible. And keep listening for our next sports presentation. This Caveman Football game is the copyrighted production of Grants Pass Broadcasting. Any retransmission or rebroadcast of the game without the expressed written consent of Grants Pass Broadcasting is strictly prohibited.